June 5th, 2009. And they're going to do it, folks. The WHO going to declare pandemic level 6, but it's going to be a kinder, gentler pandemic level 6. See, they're going to have levels upon levels. Let's just read it for you out of Bloomberg. And thanks for the tip by the caller last night, by the way. The World Health Organization's pandemic alert scale should consider the severity of diseases instead of just the geographical spread, an advisory committee said today. The Geneva-based WHO, within days, will declare the first influenza pandemic in 41 years, according to people familiar with the United Nations agency's plans. Remember, this is international government, world government. There's a story over at theinfowarrior.com right now telling you why this is pure insanity. If you just look at their own document, the checklist for pandemic preparedness planning, in subsection 1.5.1, they clearly say compulsory vaccinations, off-site drugs, they don't have to work, you can't sue afterwards, quarantines, they can just take your property, forget about eminent domain, just kick you out, make it a makeshift hospital, makeshift FEMA center. This is what it's about. And I'm probably not even hot enough just finding that. I just remembered it about 20 minutes before the show and declared it. If they had done this a month ago when there was huge hype around the swine flu, I'd probably be beat red right now. But of course, they're ensuring us that, oh, we're not going to really compulsory vaccinate everybody. We're not going to line everybody up, but in certain places we will. And places in France are doing it, other parts of Europe, Australia's talking about it. Swine flu, also known as H1N1, is entrenched in North America. And let's have a little review, because this swine flu isn't just swine flu. It's avian flu and human flu, two strains of swine flu, one strain of avian, one strain of human. So again, they're not even upfront and honest where this comes from. Then its sister virus, the African swine virus, was released by the CIA back in the 70s against Cuba. Meanwhile, we have mainline people coming out in ABC saying, well, they're kind of blowing this out of proportion. This isn't even really a severe disease. And then on top of that, other people are saying, well, this could also be made in a laboratory. And in this country, when they talk about it being made in a laboratory, oh, it must have just slipped out. It was by accident. However, when the Indonesian health minister talks about it and says it's probably, you know, government-based, they blame the Jews. And that's coming from this CFR witch who goes on Colbert and is responsible for this demonic Newsweek article where there's this pig snout coming out of it like a cell and it's all shaded dark and everybody's going to die. I mean, give me a break. And this really intertwines with the study, now 2 weeks old, I believe, from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, where it literally says if you take the regular flu vaccine, you're 3 times as likely to get the flu. That doesn't sound like something I want to put in my body. On top of that, about a month ago, we did a story on the Info Warrior where Obama was trying to line up a 3-spot shot for the regular flu. 3 separate shots. 3. A tri-shot. Mandatory. Mandatory. That's on the Today Show with Meredith Vieira. Come on. Wake up. And now they're just going to declare level 6 when the economy's at its worst point. Most people are worried about losing their jobs. Openly today, they said 345,000 people lost their jobs. Economists were predicting something around 520,000. Folks, it's off the charts. Off the charts. And who's doing well? Walmart's doing well. Walmart's about to have $15 billion in buybacks. They're planning on expanding or creating 170-plus new stores this year alone. This year alone, folks. And we're all going to take swine flu vaccinations. I mean, nightmarish. Mr. Jones?
Burmese, I'm just putting my headset in here.
Well, folks, we'll be back after this. New look over at theinfowarrior.com right now. And we're going to have a behind-the-scenes, before-the-show, Alex Jones rant up before the night's end. It's The Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Oh, my God.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. You have
is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio. Radio.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Taking calls all night long, 866-582-9933. If you're watching PrisonPlanet.tv right now, I want to remind you that we have one and two. That's one and two of the Alex Jones DVD arsenal, the best of January and February. On top of that, they're in, folks. Yes, Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings. What a great companion piece to Freedom to Fascism, which has literally been seen by tens of millions of people and gone after by the federal government in their DHS MIAC report. Remember, it's high treason if you're giving out America freedom to fascism. And now, Reflections and Warnings. So go check that out over at InfoWars.com. Yes, sir.
By the way, there's a 27-minute expanded extra just for PrisonPlanet.tv.
That's the Tucker extra, right?
Well, it's Tucker and it's people harassing Jacobson, Secret Service people. Because the national news is now saying there was no Secret Service, there was no Bilderberg. We were literally schizophrenics just hallucinating this. And I've had Psychology Today call me basically asking me if I'm insane. What, they can't hear me?
No.
I've had Psychology Today calling me basically asking if I'm insane and, you know, about imaginary Secret Service people. So you've got one part of the media admitting Bilderberg's real and that we cover it, and Politico and CBS admitting we're doing it. And you've got other media like Bloomberg and the New York Times and others saying we're still stark raving mad. And you know what? Good. Just keep saying none of it's real because you're discrediting yourselves. But that is up there right now for PrisonPlanet.tv members. 27-minute expanded exclusive extras from the Obama deception. Very well put together by Rob Jacobson and Aaron Dykes for PrisonPlanet.tv members!
Thank you, sir. And, you know, if you want to talk about secret societies and Politico for a moment, Politico is kind of coming out. There's this... See, I can't keep up on all these groups, but it doesn't shock me that this Sotomayor is part of this, I guess you're calling it the Woman's Bohemian Grove, the Belizean Grove, And I think it's worse that she's a member of La Raza, and I don't like these little secret society organizations that worship owls, the whether it be Skull and Bones or, of course, Bohemian Grove, or even on, you know, other levels, the CFR and the Trilateral Commission that do a lot of the work in the open. Because it's all about world government. It's all about charging you a carbon tax. It's all about making your life a living hell, bringing you down to a second and third world status of living. And with these forced inoculations, are you going to cry when you get cancer 5 or 10 years later? Are you going to cry when you actually do get sick from this swine flu and in some cases die? Are you going to say, oh, they were right? Or are you just going to bite down and say, well, the government tried to save me. They knew this swine flu was going to be so bad. And by the way, that Earth 2100 that everybody's been calling in about, I am currently downloading the entire show. I'm going to dedicate at least an hour to it on Monday because apparently it already has its own Wikipedia page, and I was reading about it. And when they do the chemtrails, it's the last-ditch effort to save us from global warming. And I believe they say it's sodium oxide that they're shooting into the air. And that only makes it worse. It makes the, what do they say? It makes the ozone layer deteriorate. So that we only damn ourselves twice by shooting pollutants into the air. And then even more people get sick. And there's literally, I think the population goes from, I think they said 8 billion to 4 billion. So it cut it in half. And it follows this woman's life documentary style from 2009 all the way up to 2100. This apocalyptic, futuristic look into the world where half of us have to die. And yeah, chemtrails are real and everybody has to be quarantined and the police state's a good thing. It's a good thing at the end. I live to see some incredible things. And right now, your kids are getting ready to interact with artificial intelligence on another level while you're spied on via the internet through your Microsoft Motion Facial Recognition Voice Recognition Camera, Project Natal, just being announced this week. Technology is just zooming by. And under this Obama administration, while he goes and he bows down to the death camps, it will never happen again under my watch. It's happening all over the world. What do you think's happening in the Middle East? What do you think's happening on the Gaza Strip? There are people being killed all over the world and nothing's being done. Why? Because it's big business. It's population control. They like the soft kill too, just needle in the arm. And that's what this swine flu pandemic is about. It's about a soft kill for the people that they just can't outright shoot in the head and take away their rights. Because they might rise up because we're an armed populace. Because some of us still do know about the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Not many of us, but there are a handful. All right, let's take some calls. 866-582-9933. Jeff in California. Jeff, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. I had a comment, and then I had one or two things I was hoping to get your take on.
Okay.
The comments about 9/11, I'll never forget... that morning, I went out and got in my car because I had to go to work, and I was listening to the coverage on the radio, and the first reports that something had hit the Pentagon were just starting to come in, and I clearly remember them saying that eyewitnesses were reporting that it was a small plane, like a small private plane that hit the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
And then just out of the blue, like a minute later or so, they changed the story, and that had to be the moment when the official story came through on the wire that it was American Airlines. Flight 77.
You know, I don't know about that because I have seen so much of the live footage. There were some people that were saying it was a giant plane off the bat, at least, you know, from the timestamps on the news footage that I have. There were others saying it was a small plane. I actually went and interviewed that famous guy that said, you know, it was an American Airlines jet. I saw the logo clear as day, and he wouldn't get on camera with us, but we had a barbecue with him. He was a local, he was number one, a top Republican in his area, but he was also a local newsman. I think for the NBC affiliate there in D.C. And all I can say is big time shady, sir. So what else you got for me?
Well, yeah, there was that. And the other thing, what was your opinion on, like, you know, a lot of what we see in the media is obviously WWE politics, as you call it. Mm-hmm. But then you do read things like Daniel Estlin, True Story of the Bilderberg Group, where he talked about how they basically handpicked John Edwards in 2004 to be the VP candidate on the losing ticket. So do you think that represents any type of desire in their part to, you know, elect somebody? Or was that whole thing just a charade from the get-go?
Oh, totally charade. Listen, once Kerry became the front runner, let's really look at what happened there. Howard Dean, don't like him, but Howard Dean probably would have been a real candidate, maybe have wanted that power as president, okay? He was winning every single primary. He was the media darling. He was on the cover of the Rolling Stone. He was Obama before Obama existed. You know, he was like the rock and roll candidate. And then out of the blue, he says, yeah, After he loses one primary, the media blows it completely out of proportion, and now John Kerry's the front runner. You go to a John Kerry rally during a primary, there's 20 people there. There's 15 people there. There were hundreds and thousands of people in Dean. And they wanted Kerry because Kerry was willing to lay down. Kerry won the election in 2004 and laid down. They knew they had it rigged with Diebold machines. That's why they're both on the news laughing. Yeah, we're in Skull and Bones. It's so secret we can't talk about it.
I know.
I mean, give me a break. So, yes, that was totally staged. And by the way, Edwards was confronted by student scholars for 9/11 Truth about him going to the Bilderberg meeting, and he said he was talking about the environment, sir, because that's what the Bilderberg group does. Okay. They play golf and talk about the environment.
I'm sure he was. And one last thing, if I could, I know you're friends with Griffin, G.W. Griffin, G. Edward Griffin, and you know the thing about that executive order that JFK issued. Are you familiar with Griffin's opinion on that? Because he actually refers to that as the JFK myth.
Oh, are you talking about the executive order where he said that we were going to get away from the Federal Reserve and go back to a hard currency?
He's calling that the JFK myth, and his take is a little different on that. So.
Yeah, no, you know what? There are a few people with a little different take on that. I'm not as well-versed as I'd like to be in that subject, so I have to look into it. I know that there are some that claim that he was ready to go after the Federal Reserve and go back to a hard currency, and that's why they blew his brains out. But I think they blew his brains out for a number of reasons. He wasn't strong enough to go into Cuba, you know, militarily, the fashion they did. He didn't want to clamp down on the American people. So who knows? I'll have to look into it. Actually, looking forward to having G. Edward Griffin on the program. Sooner than later. I thank you for the call, Jeff.
Well, maybe I'll call in when he's on. Thanks.
Sounds good. Mike in New Jersey. Mike, you're on the air. Yes, Mike.
I'm ready to talk about the countdown.
Oh, look who it is. He can't ever give his real name because he just likes – like, I gotta wonder why this guy calls in. He knows he's not going to get a chance to talk on the program. It's 9:17 this time. It's like got to be almost 10:30 his time. Doesn't he have kids? Doesn't he have a life?
No. I'll just blow it off and move on.
All right, next caller. Let's go to Tiffany in Texas. Tiffany, you're on the line.
Hi. I was listening to your show last night, and I heard you make a comment about the lax laws on pedophilia.
On what?
I kind of have the lax laws for pedophiles.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a problem with that because I don't know if you're aware of the National Sex Offender Registry.
Well, no, all right. It's a different thing when they want to create sex offenders out of people who are 18 years old and have sex with their 16-year-old girlfriend or that type of scenario. But when there's somebody out there that touches a kid that's under, you know, when you have like a 20 or an 18-year-old plus guy touching, you know, a 10-year-old or below or a 12-year-old, the laws are lax. You know, those people should be going away for 20 to 30 years. They shouldn't get the opportunity to molest another child. Now, I think that the sex offender registry is a totally separate issue because, of course, they are calling people, again, that are sexting each other, underage kids sexting each other, sending each other naked pictures. They want to put them in as sex offenders. So I'm not talking about every sex offender needs to go to prison for 20 plus years. I'm talking about hardcore pedophiles. I mean, can you really disagree with that?
I really can't disagree with that at all, but I can say that the problem, which, and I know you understand this, the problem with most Americans is they think, oh, well, so-and-so is involved with a sex offender, so we have to get that sex offender down. We need to notify everyone about a sex offender. When the real problem you have to look out for is the people that aren't in the system, the people that aren't on any registration, that haven't been to jail. Those are the people you need to look out for.
Well, there's plenty of those people, too. And I think that the reason that you have these lax laws is because at the upper echelons, I mean, you have Tom Foley, who's essentially, you know, a spokesperson for the CPS, you know, of the government. And what's he doing? He's sexting a 16-year-old boy on his AIM. And he has to resign. And that's not the only case. That's far from the only case of inappropriate relations with government officials and children. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, That's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Warrior.com, a story on this level 6 declaration by the World Health Organization. We're going to go to a couple more calls. But on the other side of the break, I want to take calls specifically about the economy. 345,000 jobs lost, admittedly, by their own numbers this month alone. The worst the economy has done since they've been keeping records. And who's doing well? Walmart. I want to know what kind of jobs you're willing to take, what kind of jobs you've lost, and whether you're ready to bow down and join Citi or other AmeriCorps organizations. All right, let's go to Ray in Arkansas. Ray, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
Just fine, sir. My name is Ray, and I live down in the southern part of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to call and let you guys know that you're doing a fantastic job with informing the general public in regard to the condition of this country and how it is deteriorating at a rapid pace.
Well,
I just wish Americans would really wake up and be able to unplug themselves from the matrix, get away from this thing called the television set and start to learn and read about history and understand what our forefathers meant when they established this great country.
Well, we've gotten so far away from teaching real history in schools. I mean, it's bowed down to the government, and they're going to save you and take your fluoride pill, and you can't play dodgeball. And they actually banned goggles in the UK for kids swimming. I mean, they've softened the kids up to a level that is unheard of. That with the fluoride and the high fructose corn syrup while everybody's jacked up on Pepsis and Coke, and that's what you get at the lunchroom now. I mean,
I know.
It's a pretty dire situation, but at the same time, there are people waking up. We're waking up more people on the right now that Obama's in, and I do see some people waking up to the fact that the war is still going on. That's not going anywhere. This guy just came out as a Muslim all of a sudden. Oh, all this Muslim talk was crazy talk. Do you remember when John McCain got all spooked out during the election?
Yes,
sir. When the woman had the microphone and she goes, and he is a Muslim, and he just grabs the microphone. No, he's not. No, he's a good Christian man. This guy is an internationalist. He is an international operative for this crime cartel. He is a front man. He reads a prompter very well, and he's able to give the illusion that the United States is going to start working with the Middle East. No, we're not. We're going to continue bombing Afghanistan. We're going to continue to bomb Iraq. If they decide to tell us that Al-Qaeda attacked us again, it looks like it might be Pakistan or Iran. Who knows what these guys are going to do? But it's under the softer, kinder, gentler hand of a man named Barack Obama, who says, yeah, I know there are people out there who question the attacks of 9/11. I know there are people out there who justify the attacks of 9/11 as if they're the same thing. If you're questioning the attacks and what really happened there, as opposed to justifying killing innocent people, you know, as if they're the same thing. I mean, he's a slick talker. His speechwriters are very good, and he's a great executor. I thank you for the call, Ray. Let's go to John in Colorado. John, you're on the air. Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to give a nice police state update here from the nice land of Denver, Colorado.
Let's hear it.
Yeah, yesterday spotted at 2 p.m. in the afternoon heading north on I-25, 14 tanks, I can't say exactly what kind, on the back of flatbed trucks, all army-colored. I can't give any numbers. I was trying to take pictures with my mobile phone, but we were moving on the highway.
Well, you know, we had a caller from Denver yesterday that was talking about Black Hawk helicopters flying in formation in Denver, Colorado. Maybe they're gearing up for a big drill there.
Daily. That is a daily activity. I heard Eric call in about that yesterday.
I
commute between Denver and Colorado Springs at least once a week. And we know the belly of the beast is there in Northcom and Colorado Springs.
Well, sir, they're going to need the military once they totally cut the throat of the dollar and it's bleeding all over America, when there's wheelbarrows of dollar bills not getting you food for your family, when there are no jobs. They've de-industrialized the entire nation, moved everything to China. They have to have a military apparatus to keep the slaves in check. Don't you understand you're a slave, sir?
Spotted with my own eyes, FEMA federalized police vehicles. Brand new vehicles, SUVs, black and white, federal emergency police.
Sir, the FEMA camps are where you're going to get cheese for your children. That's where you're going to get the tasty vaccinations. Don't you love FEMA? They don't exist now that Glenn Beck has said so, but as soon as you need them to survive, they'll exist. They'll be all too real. I thank you for the call. We're going to come back on the other side. I want to talk a little bit about this high-tech police state. Expert iPhones regularly snap screenshots of your activities. That's right. Whether you're doing it or not, the iPhone is. And on top of that, your calls surrounding the economy. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We are back at the InfoWar with Jason Burmis, 9 to midnight, 5 nights a week. Only at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Another great reason to get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Not only do I do 3 hours of radio and video, but you get 2 hours of video with Jones that you can't see otherwise, unless you want to wait for the YouTube version. But seeing it live is just a whole new experience. You really feel like you're part of the show. Expert iPhones regularly snap screenshots of your activities. You know the cool animation on your iPhone that makes your current screen, say your email or your web browser, shrink and disappear when you hit the home button? Turns out that shrinking image is actually a screenshot, and it's recoverable if you have the know-how. If you know what folder to look in, every time you get that little screen on your iPhone, it's taking a picture. Now remember, we know this because of Hepting versus AT&T back in January 2006, that the government is using AT&T and every other major telecom unit out there to spy on you via your cell phone, via your internet, via your email, via your Google, via all your web browsing. And they hardline it into a database that then gets screened with Promise and Carnivore and all these other things. If you think I'm kidding, folks, go to the InfoWarrior.com right now. Watch the Olbermann clip for yourself. It's still in appeals court right now. It's in the Ninth Circuit. And waits a decision 3+ years later. See, they threw it out the first time. National security, national security. Oh, the Bush administration has declared retroactive immunity, but it is happening, and we are being surveilled more and more on our own accord with this technology, not even thinking about it, through the iPhone, through this new Project Natal and your Xbox 360, through your internet browsing. It's here. All right, let's jump to Jamie in Oklahoma. Jamie, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Jamie.
The Alex Jones deception comes out.
Oh, we'll see you later, buddy. Anyway, let's go to Cheryl in New York. Cheryl, you're on the line.
Hello.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you about Howard Stern.
Sure thing.
Well, so why do you like him?
Why do I like Howard Stern? Well, I grew up on Howard Stern since I was about 9 years old. He was the radio morning man on my way to school. On top of that, I really thought his books were interesting and funny. Private Parts and Miss America, both hilarious. I was probably a bit more of a liberal growing up, more on the left side of the paradigm. So I really did enjoy his kind of brand of comedy, as well as like Bill Maher. I watched a lot of Politically Incorrect. And he continues to be funny. Love him or hate him, agree or disagree. And I disagree with a lot on that show, and especially recently when I hear them do the news at the end of the day. It's still entertaining and funny to me.
Well, what if you know, when Alex was going across the border to Canada and they held him up and they checked everybody's computers,
mm-hmm.
and what if you had been with them, then Alex would... They said that if they found any pornography, not one naked woman on anybody's computer, they would all be held.
Well, number one, I wasn't working with him then. And number two, I don't even have a passport. If I was going across the border with Alex Jones, I would pretty much leave my personal belongings at home, maybe my laptop, but I don't have anything like that on there. So, I mean, I don't think that should be a big problem. It's a freedom of speech issue. You don't have to like him, but you have to give him the opportunity to speak. And he reaches literally millions of people, even on satellite radio today. I don't think that he's the devil. In fact, I think he's done a lot for free speech, believe it or not. He's the one that took on Colin Powell's son when he was the head of the FCC. No one else stepped up to the plate. He did his best to promote Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 before 9/11 truth was even whispered in the mainstream media. And he continues to give Jesse Ventura, you know, a wide audience to say what he wants. In fact, they love him on that program. Jesse's writing a new book on conspiracy theories. Hopefully, you know, Howard is really going to read that and talk about it on the air. We can't just preach to the choir. And a lot of people are going to have different tastes than, I guess, the traditional folks in this patriot movement. I mean, I want to reach out to the people that I used to hang out with at concerts, the people that go to MMA events, the people that are still Yankees fans, the people that are watching the NBA playoffs, because without those people, we're never going to have a shot. Thank you for the call, Cheryl.
What about Alex's crew? Are you going to reach out to them and maybe they'll start listening to Howard Stern and have his stuff on their computers too?
What do you mean? The crew loves me. I'm friends with them.
Well, I'm sure they do.
I mean, don't you think
you're corrupting everybody over there?
Really? Am I really the devil child? Am I really the heir apparent that's bringing Damien and the Omen into the office? Come on.
Why don't you pay for your own show? First of all,
I'm blessed that Alex Jones had me out here. Alex Jones, to me, was
and
a
Alex
hero. Well, Cheryl, I'm sorry you feel that way.
You're ruining everything.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Cheryl. I guess I'll talk to you some other time.
I can't stand
you. Thank you for the call. Man, last night I had that woman just rail on me because I'm not religious enough. And now I'm a Howard Stern fan, so I'm obviously the devil. Let's go to AZ Racer in Arizona. AC, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
Jason.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
You've been spreading the word out here in Arizona, brother.
Sounds good.
All right. Now, I wanted to talk about Aaron Russo for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
He's a great influence on you guys, right?
Well, yeah. No, Aaron Russo in America, Freedom of Fascism was really the first film that I saw that broke down the Federal Reserve in a manner that was entertaining and funny and went far enough where I could show my friends this movie and they could understand the North American Union and the microchip threat as well at the end. So I think that what he was doing was just amazing.
Did he get blackballed by Hollywood? I mean, after he made those movies, did they shut him out?
I guess you'd have to ask Aaron Russo, but I think he would be...
No, I mean, he's dead, man.
Well, blackballed and dead are two different things. And number one, I would say this, you'd have to ask Aaron Russo, but he'll tell you anytime that you're trying to bring something that is politically motivated into Hollywood, it's almost taboo unless it's towing the party line or they think that they can definitely make money off it. So I'm sure he found it difficult in that regard. But if you look at a movie like Trading Places, you know, he attacks Wall Street and the stock market in a manner, you know, not seen before that time in a funny manner. So he's able to get that out. And then, like I said, he was able outside of Hollywood to really create a movie that was very impacting with American Freedom to Fascism. So I really appreciate his work. And I hope that, you know, he has a legacy. I hope people check out an interview with Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings. I thank you for the call, brother. 866-582-9933. Call me and tell me about the economy. Did you lose your job? What jobs are you looking for? Are you hopeful we're going to make it out of here? Is the dollar completely dead? The pound went down today, by the way. That's also losing ground. I expect the euro to keep doing well because, again, it promotes world government. This is about global governments. Barack Obama out in Europe right now. Oh, the Holocaust can never happen again. When I saw these pictures, I was just like, this is sickening. I think it was even worse than, you know, the couple days before when they were talking about his Muslim roots. And those people who want the birth certificate so bad, I can't blame them. I want to see the birth certificate too. I just don't harp on it as an issue because I don't think they're getting rid of him. You think they're going to get rid of Obama, Paul, under any circumstance? I think it could come out that he really is, you know, the Satan's son. And they'd be like, President of the Earth, we love him. Oh, my God. The guy can rock a T-shirt like no other. And he can play basketball. He's a hoopster. But I guess I'm bad because I enjoy basketball.
See, he was going for the Lakers in six.
Is that what he said, Lakers in six? Really? It could happen. It could happen. All right, what else do I have here? I had some more new news here. Oh, yes. When I talk about global government, when I talk about carbon taxes, UK set to cut carbon emissions 23% by 2010. Folks, it's 2009 in June. We're 6 months away from them saying they're going to cut their energy basically by a quarter, one fourth. Britain is on course to cut its greenhouse gas by about 23% by 2010 from the 1990 level, nearly double its target under the Kyoto Agreement. Remember, this Kyoto Agreement is all about the earth and we need to save it and everybody's going to have to sacrifice, and one child policies are a good thing. We need sustainability. That's what this is about. China is the model, and that's why Walmart is expanding. Walmart probably has a job for you out there. Walmart's all too happy to give you a little bit of work. And now that there are mobile medical centers, well, they don't have to worry about health insurance. The nice vans with the pretty colors will take care of your son and daughter. They'll give you the healthy vaccinations and Ritalin and psychotropic drugs that they need to get through their day as a 8-year-old. And the Gardasil shots that are oh so good for you. Our latest report shows what can be achieved when government, communities, and business work together. Climate Change Minister Joan Ruddock was quoted as saying, "We know there is more to be done. We must continue to work urgently to reduce our emissions further and faster." The UK's target on the Kyoto Agreement stood at 12.5% by 2010. Under the EU promise, remember, EU, European Union, global government promise, to cut the region's emissions by 20% below 1990 levels by 2020, Britain has to reduce its emissions by another 34% in the next 10 years. I wonder how they're going to do that. It's just like when they talk about, oh, population sustainability. Britain or the UK has to be 30 million people. It's 70 million now. What's everybody going to just stop having children and get sick and die? Because that means that 30 to 40 million people have to die without anybody being born for that to work. And that's sustainability. Then you have Ted Turner on Charlie Rose talking about there's too many people out there doing too many things. And that's why we have global warming. We're doing the suicidal things. In the next, you know, 20, 30 years, temperature's going to go up 8 to 10%, 8 to 10 degrees. Can you imagine 8 to 10 degrees? We're going to have a lot of people die. A lot of people die. And then the ones that survive, they're going to live in a, you know, failed state like Somalia while they eat each other. They're going to be cannibals. Today, too many people on the earth. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic have people waking up to this fact. They're saying to themselves, you know, Ted Turner's behind a lot of these vaccinations. He talks about population sustainability. Maybe I shouldn't poison my child. Maybe that's a bad idea. But people here are really just ready to roll up their sleeves. I guess the fear-mongering, though, again, did not work as well as they had hoped, as well as they had planned with this swine flu pandemic. The headlines out of Reuters were under 30% would take swine flu vaccination, if not mandatory. And then you read into the article, it's actually 18%, less than 1 in 5. Less than 1 in 5. I think that they were hoping for at least 1-3, to be quite honest, before they started to roll it out. I think that really had them pull back. And I think that's why no one's covering right now that they're ready and poised for pandemic level six. Pandemic level six. They're just going to say, well, we have to consider the severity of the disease as well. It's not just blanket pandemic level six. Well, it is blanket pandemic level six, but we're going to pick and choose where it's the most severe, and that's where the bad things will happen. But again, you're giving them all these rights, carte blanche, basically. The World Health Organization, within days, is going to declare the first influenza pandemic in 41 years. They're saying that 125 deaths around the world are the reason. I can't even say that 125 people have died in this country. All we know from the mainstream media is the first people that they were trying to pin it on had other illnesses, and then all of a sudden everybody was dying from the swine flu. But I never saw anybody in the mask. I didn't see a real pandemic. I didn't see an outbreak of regular flu. But they're saying, oh, it's going to mutate. It's going to piggyback on this regular flu. It's coming to get you. Ooh, the boogeyman. And then they prep you with things like Earth 2100, pandemic levels, quarantines. Can you, what will it be like in this country if the troops start lining up to quarantine people? What nightmare scenario could impose that? Will it be another terrorist attack by Al-Qaeda? I mean, give me a break. While, you know, Barack Obama is over in Saudi Arabia kissing the tushy of the prince there, I think it's Faisal, while they're buddying it up, the new Osama bin Laden tape comes out. Oh, I'm Osama bin Laden and I'm coming to get you. And your policies in the Middle East have to speak louder than words. And in a way, that's true. You know, he says he's going to get out of the Middle East. He's not getting out of the Middle East. See, they always make it legitimate when they put out something phony like this to make you think, oh, there's a possibility he's still alive and he's really talking about it. Meanwhile, you have a head intelligence official from the United States saying none of the bin Laden tapes have ever been faked. No, they're all 100% real. All the audio tapes, all the videotapes of the boogeyman. But we can't find him. We just can't find Osama bin Laden. It's just been so hard. The number one terror threat out there. And we're not allowed to see Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in an open court system, in a real trial. We can't see that. We can just read about how he was waterboarded 183 times over a three-month period. Over a three-month period. That's admitted. I mean, what crimes did this guy commit? What was his role? I mean, he could have been involved in some aspect of the plot, not even known anywhere near the full-scale picture, because they love to compartmentalize roles. And it's an international intelligence organization. In other words, you know, they're shipping money in from both Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. They're training the hijackers on U.S. bases. Able Danger is following some of these guys. They can't get the FBI to look at them. And the FBI says they know about two of them, but the CIA didn't warn them about some of them. But the CIA should have known, and so should the FBI, because the FBI had an informant renting and living with two of the hijackers. I mean, it reeks of a black op. Reeks of it. Reeks of it. And that international intelligence organization has never been dismantled. It's only grown bigger and bigger and bigger. And the Middle East is one of their prizes, one of their gems. They want that Eurasian Union. They want that North American Union. They want that new world order. I'm sitting in the office earlier today, and I'm just going through all these DVDs because we're kind of moving around for an editing suite, getting another editor in there for Invisible Empire, which I've been working on. And I found this George Bush speech. Basically, it was it was like five or six speeches while he was the president of the United States. And a lot of them I had seen, but some of them I had not seen. And they were new angles. And this guy laid it out. He wanted a new world order. And he wasn't the guy who thought about it. He wasn't the first one to say new world order. Hitler wrote about it in his diaries. H.G. Wells wrote a book about it. It had been written about long before that. And it continues to be spoken about, especially by Henry Kissinger, who has been advising just about every administration since he supposedly left office. There's a backdoor guy. There's a guy that helped the Bush administration in ways that we can't even imagine. That continues to advise the Obama administration. That has a globalist agenda where population control is not only acceptable, but encouraged. Where genocide is the norm. Where it's okay to talk about biospecific weapons for races and gender. These are the kind of things they put in policy papers. They talk about in think tanks. And they're not talking about theirs, them and theirs. They're not talking about them. Oh, I doubt they're going to inject themselves with a bioweapon. They're talking about you and yours, the middle class, the poor, the third world nations out there. That's who they're talking about. The general populace, the sheeple, the chattel. That's what they think of you. You're nothing more than an animal to them when they talk about gender-specific bioweapons and them injecting you with it. And that's what this whole swine flu thing is eventually going to be about. Just injecting you in the arm with a delicious dose of H1N whatever. And then you're starting to cough. It's not that bad. They tried to save me. I'm going to make my way through it. The government loves me. Meanwhile, you'll be in your FEMA camp asking for your government cheese and your blanket and hoping your kid's going to make it too. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes back after this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Had said, hey, we got job growth, 22,000 new jobs this year, no problem. Then last night we covered 170 new and expanded stores this year alone. And now Walmart set new buyback plan, $15 billion in shares.
Yeah, see, after a big battle, Burmese, when there's a bunch of dead, the maggots, the carrion crows, the buzzards,
they all do quite well. Mm-hmm. And that's what this parasitic system Walmart does. They bring in the slave goods. They destroy all their competition, not through free market, but through criminality. And then as everything else sinks, they do better.
Yeah. And it looks like they're going to be where everybody has to go for a job. There's nice health programs. There's health fans now, Jones. Walmart won't be that bad to work for. And hopefully they're going to set nice dormitories up in this country like the ones they do for the good folks in China.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to break something down. Yeah, they're saying they're going to create little youth corps and little work centers where you get $2 an hour working for them directly for the slave goods and then further displace and bankrupt all the little main streets across the country. I'm going to go home here in a moment. I'm going to be listening to you as I drive home on the local radio station. I am going to attempt to do something with my own radio show and with your radio show because you've been doing a great job down here with really little or no input for me in basic radio etiquette. And so you've done a fabulous job with no input. Years ago, 10, 12 years ago, I would do the show where it was programmed. And programmed just means we're covering this topic here. We're taking calls in this area. This guest is here. I tend to get on the air now and just rant for hours. And people know probably take 3 or 4 phone calls a day some days now because I can have unlimited calls. It's because I'm so into the material. I'm so obsessed with covering it all and all the facets and you know, that I can talk 10 hours a day. I'm here right now. But at the same time, I keep getting incredible calls from police and military and sources. And the few days a week when I actually do take a lot of calls, such key info comes out. But then they always complain, hey, when you do finally open the phones up, it's all these regulars who fill the lines up first, and then I can't get on. So I'm going to start at least 2 days a week saying first-time callers, because we have huge audiences, so they have a chance to get through. And the reason I realize this is lately I've had like 5, 6 guests on in a row. And it'll be about a specific issue, say eminent domain, stealing people's property, or somebody running for governor in Texas. And the callers say, because we don't really screen calls, but if it's every once in a while I say it's for this guest,
yeah,
or it's for this woman, or we want calls about the CPS today. They will not do it. They will deliberately, very rudely, and I'm not talking about the general audience, but some of these callers call in. So, and I think it's because our lack of discipline ourselves to say, hey, it's a free for all, whatever you want to talk about today. And that'll be most days or 2 or 3 days a week when we're opening the phones up. Mm-hmm. We don't have a guest on. But when we're talking about America's Secret Beginnings or something and somebody calls in about the Patriot Act, you know, we're taking calls about America's Secret Beginnings. Or
I remember when I had Ray McGovern on the show and I had somebody calling about Dracula's bloodlines. I'm like, I got Ray McGovern 26 year.
No, I know. So what I'm saying is to the network, to my guys here, to you, to everybody, this has gone on too long because, I mean, it's getting out of control. I want you to say right now, disconnect all the lines at Genesis, hang them up. Callers, you're great, but I'm sorry. You're hung up on. Okay? Hang them up right now. We're going to open the phones up for the next 2 hours. And we're going to take calls from first-time callers who never get to get in. They always pull up. There's a big line at the hamburger place. They've never gotten a chance to have one of these hamburgers in the info war. We're going to give them a big, juicy cheeseburger with extra onions. Sounds good to me. So, and we got to put a few topics out here, too, because I've noticed I say, yeah, plug stuff when you call in. Half the callers just call in and plug. I'm selling a tractor. Here's my radio show. Here's my website. By the way, I run a website that attacks you. I'm plugging it. You know, the issue is the listeners don't like it. They're complaining to me. So what we're going to do is when we come back in 1 minute, I'm supposed to go and watch a movie with my wife tonight. I got to call and I'll be a little bit late. We're going to come back, and I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to announce with you some of the stuff you were telling me about before the show tonight, things you're interested in. And we'll make those the topics.
Many human illnesses can be attributed to the fact that soil in the United States no longer provides plants with the mineral elements which are essential to human nourishment. Studies have shown that a majority of Americans are seriously deficient in basic minerals. Deficiency in any one or more important minerals actually results in disease. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com today and see the wide range of foods available that were designed to help your mind and body work the way they were intended to. You can also visit the AmericanSuperfoods.com link on InfoWars.com to see some of the amazing products available. Colloidal gold, marine photoplankton, maca, goji berries, raw chocolate cacao, Nibs, Noni, Immune Detox, and more. Folks, you gotta check these out. These foods promote nutritional excellence, health and well-being, beauty enhancement, and sustainable rainforest agriculture. Go to AmericanSuperfoods.com. Again, the website is AmericanSuperfoods.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
All right, we're going to give the number out here for first-time callers. And most radio shows, it'll be, what's your favorite color, or how much do you worship Barack Obama, or how much do you hate him? Okay, those are distractions, diversions. Here's a buffet of topics that I think I want to hear from the listeners from. I want to hear their ideas, their view on what's happening and what's going on. Here are some of the issues we'll throw out here. Obama went and said, here is a new olive branch to the Middle East. I want to be friends with you, and yes, I have Muslim roots. Well, what do you think about that? Topic A in there is he lied and said he'd had no Muslim roots, and it was a conspiracy theory. Whether it's good or bad to have Muslim roots, I'm not even debating that. I didn't even put that in the Obama deception. The issue is they said it was a conspiracy theory, don't discuss it. Now he's doing a 180. That's Obama's MO. He always betrays. So he's telling the Arabs, I'm your friend, I'm not going to attack you. Get ready to be attacked. Obama says that we're not going to hire any lobbyists. And then all he does is hire lobbyists. He says we're going to make it all public where the bailout money goes. And then all he does is make it secret. He says he's going to get all the troops out of Iraq, and now he says they're going to stay. So what do you think about his Middle East trip and now what's happening with the economy and Merkel saying we want our gold back? And then that goes into the next topic. I mean, most hosts give you one topic. These are a bunch of topics, but we want to discuss these. This is what's important. What's happening as the economy implodes by design? How bad is it going to get as society falls apart? Have you lost your job? Are you working two jobs? Do you think there's going to be revolts in this country as 600,000 people lose their jobs every month and as trillions are pumped, you know, overseas? And what Burmese has been talking about the massive consolidation of the media and how they're going to have media bailouts to help consolidate the media, like they've had a bailout for GM to pay to move them to three places, Russia, China, and Brazil. Okay, so those are topics, the economy and that huge pantheon, and what you think is going to happen as it gets worse, where this country's going, will there be a violent revolution, how are you planning to handle that violent revolution, which is looking more and more like it's going to happen, and the establishment knows that, so they built up their police state to counter it. What do you think about this consolidation of the media? What do you think about the WHO hyping up this flu and now saying they're going to go to level 6 globally, and it's going to be a pandemic this winter? Oh, you really need to take this shot. What do you think is in that shot? Now, those are a bunch of subjects, but let's be clear. The flu level 6, the economy, and that giant cornucopia of issues, and the consolidation of the media. Here is the toll-free number. First-time callers. And then some days we'll have it where it's people, you know, who haven't called in a week, and then it'll be free for all other days. But then if you call in, and it isn't on those three giant subjects, and you're not a first-time caller, we recognize you, we're hanging up on you. And it's not that we don't love you. We want to give other people a chance here. Okay? Now, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And again, these radio shows are exploding. The popularity is exploding. That's why we're trying to control ourselves and not just lean back and let everything go wild with no direction, because radio stations are picking this up. People are listening. They're wanting to hear the big issues talked about that really affect society. We're not talking about American Idol. We're talking about the globalists engineering a worldwide implosion by design. 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And Burmese is going to give each caller about a minute, minute and a half to talk and then give his comment, move on to the next person when he comes back. And I am going to go home and listen to the radio show with my wife. Jason Burmese, take it over, Commander. You're doing a badass job. We love having you here in Austin. It's fun working on the new film, Invisible Empire, with you.
Well, thank you, sir. And it has been a crazy week in the office, moving stuff around, getting things ready for Invisible Empire. Rob Jacobson working on the second Obama film right now, doing extras, which are only available at PrisonPlanet.tv, Jim Tucker, and himself at Bilderberg 2008. Apparently, it doesn't exist in some circles. In other circles, it's just a golf club. But if you want to see their documents, they've leaked on WikiLeaks. You can see, oh, yeah, they did create the euro. Yeah, they did want a European Union. Yeah, they are the most powerful people in the world. They do meet once a year. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes back after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The word catastrophe is defined as a sudden and widespread disaster. The only way to be truly ready is to prepare yourself now. The7store.net is here to make sure you are fully prepared in the event of any catastrophe. The7store.net carries high-quality storable MREs, storable and freeze-dried foods, survival gear, terror and pandemic kits, water storage, self-reliant items, and more, all with a low-price guarantee. We are ready to answer your questions and offer advice on preparedness, food storage, and more. See why the7store.net is one of the nation's most trusted emergency preparedness companies for home, business, and schools. Take the first responsible step in preparing for the next inevitable catastrophe by visiting the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call 1-888-654-3447. That's 1-888-654-3447.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart. I take the vow.
We are back with so many important issues going on right now. The economy never, ever. Ever in such a downturn since the history of them actually keeping the records. 345,000 jobs gone this month alone by their own numbers. The announcement of a cybersecurity coordinator and a new bureaucracy to spy on your every motion. World government coming in through the World Health Organization declaring a pandemic level 6. These are all real issues that are going on right now as we speak. As we speak, folks, what are you going to do a week from now? When the WHO says, yes, pandemic level 6, we'll have the mandatory vaccinations done within a month. Set up your appointment with your local clinic today. Are you going to run over to your local clinic? Are you going to defy the NATO forces that come into your neighborhood and say you have to take the shot? Are you going to endure Executive Order 13375, where it literally says that if you don't take the healthy vaccination, you're going to prison for a year and you're going to pay $250,000 in fine? That's if they don't really shoot you because you disobeyed international law. NATO is our God. So pandemic level six, I should be a lot angrier. I should be so much angrier. I should be so much more upset. But they've really, you just get acclimated to this stuff. Yeah, we reported on it for 2-3 weeks straight. It was in the news everywhere. I can't keep a straight face when you're doing that stuff, Jones. You missed it, folks, but we still have some, just like a little bit of gnats, not much, and he got the fly favor stuck on his hair.
I was changing the camera. I was changing the camera shot for you and, you know, trying to fix a light level setting before I left. And there's a flypaper string hanging down from the ceiling and like stuck to my head.
I had it probably like the first half, but then when you like started spinning with it, I'm like, oh, I can't help myself. I mean, we are talking about serious.
Well, look, here's one right here. See, this was basically stuck in my head.
We are talking about a serious issue.
I don't know where these gnats come from. This place is totally clean.
I know.
You can eat off the floor.
I have.
And they still. Burmese, you got a lot of callers.
I know, I do.
Keep introducing your topics. Go ahead.
All right. And your kids are being trained to interact with these emotional machines, this artificial intelligence. Meanwhile, Microsoft, Bill Gates, who's he meeting with? Oh, I'm meeting with the people who are discussing overpopulation, Mr. Rockefeller, Oprah, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, somebody we discussed earlier in the program. And now a camera that has motion detection, facial recognition, and voice recognition is going to be in millions of homes by this Christmas, where you're interacting with an artificial intelligent computer. We're going to play some of those clips so you really can see how crazy this is. All right, first-time callers, 866-582-9933. Let's go to Renee in California. Renee, you're on the air. Yes, Renee.
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
I had to pick, you told me I had to pick one topic. I have so much to say about all of them, but I picked the economy.
Okay.
And I work in a welfare office in California, and I got a job, but most people don't, and business is just...
Well, why don't you just talk about that? Yeah, welfare is off the hook right now. You work in social services.
Hook.
How many more people are now applying for things like WIC, for food stamps, for welfare benefits? Medicaid?
Probably quadruples or more. It's just incredible.
How long have you been working for social services?
20 years.
So 20 years. So in the last, what, 6 months, 1 year, it's quadrupled?
Yeah, yeah. And in this building of people, no one knows that there's anything really going on other than this just accidental screw-up of the government, and that's why we're having this.
So are you guys actually hiring at this point? Is that what you're telling me? Social services is hiring? Because I know my buddy who works for the IRS in April while I was there, he said that they're hiring a lot of claims people for the IRS.
No, so you're not hiring? No, because everybody's in peril of losing their jobs in California.
Gotcha.
And they've already gone through one round of layoffs, and there's two more coming unless...
What do you think the worst hard luck story you've heard in the last 6 months is? I mean, you probably hear them every day, but what do you think the most heartbreaking story that you can recently remember is?
Oh, man. People that get their kids taken, and that's pretty heartbreaking. But a lot of people that have never, ever been into a welfare office, ever thought about applying for food stamps, had normal middle-class lives, and now... They can't see their family. They're foreclosed. I mean, everything. They're losing everything.
All right. Well, I thank you for the call, Renee. It is the truth. You know, we warned you were going to lose your home. You were going to lose your car. That the banks were going to take everything you had. That you were going to be forced on government dependence. And you're going to only see that expand with AmeriCorps getting all these grants, with City Year on television. They're going to try to indoctrinate your kids with these Boy Scouts programs. Boy Scouts Explorers fighting terror. Oh, we mean former Iraqi veterans. See, they're the terrorists. They're the extremists. And Obama is starting to use that verbiage, extremism. Meanwhile, Richard Haass, who's the head the head of the CFR, among other things, he got confronted by We Are Change this week and just says, oh, the military-industrial complex doesn't even exist. That's just a big it's imagination world. There's no military-industrial complex. Stan in Washington. Stan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason, first I want to say I got a vaccine injury award back a decade ago. Mm-hmm. So I know that whole subject very well. I ran for mayor of Seattle in 97 on this issue. Woke people up. I figured I've saved about 4 children's lives statistically so far.
Excellent.
My actions. And they're continuing. I just filed today for King County Executive. I'm going to carry out my constitutional duty to pay the debts in silver.
Excellent.
And within 1 year, we'll have $4 billion of silver in King County, and it's tough luck on you other counties until we set up our mine and sell you some surplus silver.
Very cool. What else you got for me?
Obama. I had an interchange with Helene Cooper of the New York Times yesterday.
Okay.
And I looked up her background. She's Liberian. You know, the Liberians, since they had that female, wise female leader for 5 years, 4 years now.
Okay.
Back from Harvard, like we recolonized them. Mm-hmm. Their GNP per capita has gone from $400 a year to $500 a year.
Oh, wow. That's extensive.
Yeah. So it just shows you, if you put a woman in charge, you'll get a better result, right?
I don't know if I necessarily agree with that one. I thank you for the call. Dimitri in New York. Dimitri, what's up?
Hey, Jason. What's up?
How you doing?
I've been listening to you for the past few months, and Alex. I was fortunate that I grew up in an immigrant family. I was fortunate to be exposed to real economics as a child, and I knew a lot of things. And certainly a lot of the people in my family and I were expecting this and preparing for this, for the economic aspects of what we're seeing, for many years. But it wasn't until the Federal Reserve intervened on the level that it did that I kind of started thinking, well, before I used to think, you know, these people are incompetent, because I saw the decisions they would make.
But
and
you
I
could see the heist with the bailout. You could see the trillions of dollars going into the bankers' pockets, and that this was totally illegitimate and that this was planned.
I never imagined the scale of the intervention. And the real turning point for me happened in December, when bond yields moved. Bonds are the elephants of the financial kingdom. They're not meant to move like rabbits, and they were moving like rabbits. Uh-huh. And when I saw those yields go all the way down to where they went, I just said, I mean, where the next and final bubble to burst is going to be the American bond market, and we're going to have a humongous currency collapse. And when that happens, the only logical outcome is going to be food rationing and more government intervention. Because when you break down market mechanics, when you break down the distribution models of the market, then you need to get food and energy to people somehow. So then the only way to do that is physically get out there and do it. And it just, I mean, this is one thing I want to say to you. You mentioned when there was a call before, and you said you don't want to just preach to the choir. You want to talk to people who, you know, audiences you don't reach. I've been very fortunate to come from a very well-to-do background. And the thing I find most difficult is reaching people that have grown up in a system where, ironically, it doesn't indoctrinate you, but the truth is that large universities, you know, very, you know, Ivy League schools and all those different things, they also indoctrinate you heavily.
Yeah, oh no, they make you pro-establishment. You're part of the team.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there are people that I know that are the most moral, ethical individuals, and they are so clueless and so unwilling to open their minds to different things. And so I would say that one of the things that would be very valuable, and it's difficult, I don't know how to do it, and I try to do it myself in my own different ways, but it's reaching that little thin layer of society that covers the kind of string pullers, the kingmakers, and the large underbelly of society that is perpetually oppressed and is victimized in the greatest sense. Reaching those people is the most important, because those are the people that ultimately execute all the major decisions, and not all of them. In fact, I guess the majority of them are ethical individuals, because they grow up with, you know, these ethical ideas. So I think that, you know, that's very important. I think that
yuppies are in denial, man. They're the worst ones. They want to believe that they're actually part of the system, because they make hundreds of thousands of dollars or $1 million a year. You know,
these
people want to think that they're going to be taken care of like pets by the elite. They would never do anything to harm them, because the system has worked out so well for them. They can't see the bigger picture, that they, you know, did come from privilege, that they were sent to an Ivy League because of their background, that they are willing to go after them and their lifestyle at the very end equation. And that's why I think the movies are so important, because the movies reach across the stratosphere of all economics. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's why the Obama
definitely.
Deception is important. Have you gotten them to sit down and watch any of these films?
The thing is, my family has. I come from an entrepreneurial background. I think that's the difference. I mean, when you come from a background where your parents create, or your family creates things out of nothing and perpetuates that, you have a different kind of sense of independence. The libertarian ideology can appeal to you and can connect with you.
you don't have to fear the system breaking down because you're not, you know, essentially a slave to a corporate system.
Great call, Dimitri. I thank you. We're going to go to Eric, Andrew, Peter, and more. First-time callers tonight, 866-582-9933. I'm the Info Warrior. Go check out the blog, theinfowarrior.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop.
We're going to go to Eric, Andrew, Peter, Tyler, and more. But first, I want to talk about this movie called Home. It's been launched today on YouTube as the top video. If you go to the little globe next to YouTube, it's over there. It's out in 50 countries around the world. It's out on DVD. It was released in cinemas. And I guess it's taking a look at the entire world as one and the ecological battles that we all face with climate change. So I'm going to have to watch this too amongst Earth 2100 over the weekend. Maybe we'll do a whole show on Monday all about the eco fraud, and we'll break it down with a little bit of the great global warming swindle as well. I can't believe this is a huge push. When it's available free on YouTube, it's out on DVD today. It's in 50 countries and cinemas. It's all over the television as well. And again, it's all about climate change and how we all have to do our part. We all are going to have to pay an international carbon tax, a world tax for the cashless society control grid puppet masters. All right, let's go to Eric in Ohio. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to you and Alex Jones. You guys really woke me up seeing Loose Change and Fabled Enemies, and that really opened my eyes. And just recently got signed on to Prison Planet. Signed up with Prison Planet a few months
ago.
Cool.
Very cool.
It's a very good deal for it. And I just want to make a comment about the swine flu and the whole vaccination thing. I just want to urge anybody that's out there listening to not take a vaccine because, I mean, I'm in college and I just had to do a paper about this very thing. And I learned that 36,000 people die annually from regular flu and, you know, nobody's raising a big stink about that. I've never gotten a flu shot in my life, and
those numbers are inflated. But if you believe those numbers, well, this flu seems to kill even less people. And then you start looking at the deaths that they're blaming on. They blamed it on a woman who was chronically ill prior to that and in the hospital who was pregnant. They blamed a death on a 2-year-old child that had chronic illnesses, wasn't even from this country. The third guy, I believe, was a principal out of New York, and he had gout. So they all have some kind of pre-existing condition. So I wonder, you know, how bad this virus really would be even if you had it. You have other experts coming out and saying that it's blown way out of proportion and that it's even milder than the regular flu. So why on God's earth would you want to vaccinate against it?
Exactly. And, you know, it just seems like another way for the government to try and, you know, get something, you know, it's just some kind of foreign drug or something in our
another
system,
mode of control to make
us, just poison us further.
Yeah, to see what they can put into our bodies and what we'll accept mentally. All right, let's go to Andrew. Andrew, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not getting that shot.
Well, I don't think a lot of us intend to get that shot. I'm just shocked that they're openly now going to declare level 6, even though it's a soft level 6. You read their own documents. You know, that document I read is on the WHO website. Anybody can find it. It's the checklist for pandemic preparedness planning. And they say no individual human rights, quarantining, property seizures, off-site drug use, and compulsory vaccinations. The story is at theinfowarrior.com right now. People should be up in arms that they dare declare pandemic level 6 for a disease or a virus that has barely killed anybody in this country, let alone the world. And the world numbers are saying 125 people across the world have died over this over the past 2 or 3 months. Whoopee! Am I out of line?
You know, I mean, you know, it's obvious they're using bioweapons against us, you know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if they release it in the air or shoot in your arm, you know, what they're, you know, I mean.
Look at this study coming out of the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, and they even try to spin it that there needs to be more studies done, and they're not saying that the flu vaccine actually causes the flu, but they're saying if you do take the flu vaccine, you're 3 times as likely to get the flu. Sounds like I don't want to take the vaccination if it's going to make me 3 times more likely to actually get the virus, right? I mean, that's common sense, right? You could tell a 5-year-old that and they'd figure it out, correct?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll tell you, I've been, passing out DVDs, waking people up. I mean, I'll just preach to anybody anytime, you know, to drive a hat, you know, but I think the real battlefield is in our local governments, you know.
Well, I agree, and that's why they target Campaign for Liberty, and I thank you for the call in the MIAC report, because these are people who say, you know what, we do want a government formed by the people again. We do want to take over the local legislator. We do want to run for city council. We do want to reject the federal government's tyranny. And that really challenges the status quo. Don't be for the Constitution. Don't be for the Bill of Rights. That's bad. Be for world government and Barack Obama. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese back after these messages on the Genesis Network, 9 to midnight, 5 nights a week, Central Time.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In a moment, but I checked out this Home Project, this movie that has this launch all over YouTube, theaters, DVD across the world. And of course, they want you to sign up for something, but it's only been on there for 8 hours. It's got almost 1 million views, 881,596. Let me just read to you what the Home Project says. We are living in exceptional times. Scientists tell us that we have 10 years to change the way we live, to avert the depletion of natural resources and the catastrophic evolution of the Earth's climate. Catastrophic evolution of the Earth's climate. See, they want to make climate change about human beings. global warming from chlorofluorocarbons. That wasn't good enough. No, it's CO2. It's the essence of life. CO2 is one of the big creators of life. Remember, trees breathe CO2. That's what they breathe. And they emit oxygen to us. It's a symbiotic relationship, but they demonize CO2. The stakes are high for us and our children. 10 years away. They were telling me it was 10 years away when I was a kid. And it's been long over 10 years since they were fear-mongering global warming. I must have been, you know, 9, 10 years old, 11 years old. I'm almost 30. It's almost 20 years they've been fear-mongering, at least on my level. The stakes are high, and for us and our children, everyone should take part in the effort. Everyone needs to take part in the effort, just like everyone needs to take part in mandatory service according to H.R. 1444 that's currently in committee. And HOME has been conceived to take a message of mobilization out to every human being. For this purpose, HOME needs to be free. A patron of the PPR group made this possible. EuropaCorps, the distributor, also pledged not to make any profit because HOME is a non-profit film. See, they're trying to piggyback on the Patriot movement and how we've given away our films for free. This is important. Millions of people need to see this for free. But we don't have the, we can't get on the front page of YouTube. We don't have promotions in theaters. We don't have multi-level distributions through DVDs. This is all government funded. This is all a psyop on you, the world populace. Let me say it again, a psyop on the world populace, on the world stage. This is already in subtitles for everybody as a huge PR campaign. This is backed by the globalists. HOME has been made for you. Share it and act for the planet. They want this video to go viral in the worst way. And really, they've enabled it to go viral by putting it on their front page, promoting it in this manner. It's on MySpace. It's on the top sites out there, Facebook. I was getting posts about this early in the day, didn't know what it was, but I couldn't miss it. It was all over the place. PPR is a proud to support HOME at www.ppr.com. HOME is a carbon offset movie, actioncarbone.org. And for more information about the planet, go to goodplanet.info, http://home-2009.com. And we're going to see more and more of this type of propaganda using the new media with the old media to try to promote things like, you're bad, you need to pay a carbon tax. All right, let's go to Peter in California. Peter, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Jason Burmis, how you doing?
All right.
All right, I'm kind of confused. Is Gen X and X Gamers also part of domestic extremism? And if so, I guess they're all going to have to be dealt with also.
Well, I would imagine since they were taking away gamer tags about a month and a half ago when they said, no, we can't have any inside job 9/11 gamer tags, and no, we don't want any Bilderberg gamer tags. Total censorship.
Yeah, it's pretty insane. Anyway, I have a... inside information. I know a close friend of mine in the Navy. I don't want to say what he does, but he does more than swab the deck. And by the way, I did mail him a copy of Obama Deception, and he's been passing it out to some of his shipmates. And
there,
so there is a movement, you know, within the military. And anyway, he said his ship in January is going to go to a classified destination. But he did elaborate a little bit in saying it's a place that he's been before, kind of letting me kind of put the pieces together. And it's going to be full of Marines. It's going to be a big Marine transport operation, and it's going to, what I'm surmising is going to be the Persian Gulf. Don't know what the deal's going to be, but look for that in January.
So you're
this
telling
whole olive
me
branch
the-
thing.
So you're telling me there's going to be another military invasion somewhere in the Middle East around January, and you would guess that there has to be some kind of an event to allow that to happen.
That could be the case. I mean, you got the whole swine flu deal, you know, and then in January, hey, let's just move some ships over there. Why not?
How big is this deployment, according to your friend?
It's a fairly large ship. So if it's going to be full of Marines, it's going to be a large contingent of Marines. It's the ship that's smaller, just smaller than a carrier.
Okay.
So,
you got anything else for me?
No, this is coming from a similar intelligence source that was in the Army, and he told me right before Operation Iraqi Fiasco before it was even mainstream media, he said, if you don't hear from me next week, we're going in. And this was, you know, about a month before. Mm-hmm. You remember the old sheriff saying he's got 48 hours to get out of town. No, they
yeah,
were
killed his sons.
Months. They were months in advance ready
well,
to
go in. Well,
it's
the same thing.
No
it's just
what.
Like, all right, right before we went into Afghanistan, we mounted troops on the border. You know, we gave them $40 million in farmers aid the summer beforehand and said, hey, we can come in here and give you a carpet full of gold, or we can destroy you with a carpet full of bombs. That's a Colin Powell quote. So, yeah, the military does usually know firsthand beforehand when we're getting ready for an act of aggression, especially in the Middle East. I thank you for the call, Peter. Tyler in Massachusetts, what's on your mind?
Jason?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, I want to talk about the economy for a little bit.
Okay.
I was on Yahoo News this morning, and one of the headlines is, U.S. loses just 345,000 jobs in May, raising hopes. And you go on to read the article, it says underemployment rate is 16%. So if you combine that with the unemployment rate, it's 25%. So it's one out of four mm-hmm. Americans. Then you go on to read it, it says the average work week is 33 hours, which is the lowest record since 1964, and the number of people out of work 6 months or more is 4 million, which is the record. So, I mean, the economy...
We were laughed at in this office. Oh, no, the economy's doing great. Oh, no, we still have cars in this country. No, we're going to expand, and we're only going to get better, and this is really a Bush problem. We said, no, they're gutting this country. They're destroying the economy by design. This is going to supersede administrations just like their war policy is, and it's only going to get worse. You are going to see more Walmarts. You are going to see more Walmart jobs. You're going to see mobile vaccination centers. You are going to see FEMA camps. And it is just disgusting to me. People out there, if you don't have a skill, if you're not in the niche market, get ready to take it in the rear. I hate to put it that way, but that's what's going down. You've already lost your house. We had a woman call in from California saying in the last 6 to 12 months, the amount of welfare cases at social services has quadrupled. People coming in shock that they even have to go and get food stamps or WIC or welfare checks or Medicaid. Hey, this is a reality, and it's going to be a reality for more and more people as they gut this country and the dollar to bring in their North American Union and their next currency, which I believe will be some type of a Amero, no matter what they call it.
Oh, absolutely. And the amount of the work out there is just phony service sector jobs. It's not high-paying industrial jobs. Those are all gone overseas, and that's the end game, I guess. There's no work.
No, everything gets exported. We bring Walmart in, and now you'll have slave camps, just like in Walmart, the high cost of low prices. A whole family can live in a dormitory-like environment, and you can pay to be in servitude with your one-child policies. It's the new freedom. I thank you for the call. Let's go to William. William, you're online. Yes, William.
Hey, Jason. This is William Robert from Planet Pop Tart, but you can call me Billy Bob.
Okay.
Hey, listen, guy. These people that are going to take the shot, it's clear to me, are the same people that's going to turn in their guns.
I agree.
and what, 18% or whatever? And my point is this, we don't need them. I mean, what good are they? If they're the cattle, what good are they? I don't wish harm to anybody, but if they're going to be ate up with the stupids, then, you know, let them go for it.
But you know what? That's almost the social engineering mentality of those who believe in social Darwinism and believe that we are inferior, and because we're part of that populace, we deserve the same thing. So it's dangerous to have a large amount of people that do think that way. And believe me, we do have a large amount. Forget about 18% for the shot in their arm. I mean, look how many people are mesmerized by their iPhone, by this new Xbox controller, by technology in general. How many people are in fear about, oh, no, I might get the sniffles. I need to take this vaccination. And they don't realize there's no jobs. There's nothing. I mean, what industry is left in this country?
What's not covered by the herd mentality is covered by ego. I got one, in my opinion, and one last thing. When they come to give the shots,
yes,
they're going to have a problem because of something that's just developed in Austin, which is where I'm from. This old lady, but let me just say this. The police, believe me, get ready for it, are going to come over to our side, and I will say why. It's very simple. This old lady, 72-year-old lady that was tasered.
Yeah.
If the county attorney was holding back, I know Richard McCain, okay?
Okay.
I got off the phone with him about 2 hours ago. The county attorney was holding back the tape. Richard McCain was on all four turning that tape over to the media, and he did do it.
Oh, is it out?
I'm sorry?
Is it out? The tape's out of the dashboard cam of this woman getting tasered?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. 13 minutes of it. 13 minutes of it. And it, as of about 3 or 4 hours ago. And what this come to find out, okay, this old lady's daughter works in internal affairs for the Austin Police Department, and she knew about this lady's condition and would not do anything about it. Out of omission, these cops have been getting beat up. She did the same thing to Hayes County policeman and got by with it. But Richard McCain's people just don't slide so easy. And he told that woman six times, lady, get out of my face, back off, or I'm going to taser you, before he ever did. And I don't blame him. She kept, you know, saying, you're not going to do anything to me. I'm a 72-year-old woman. So what it's boiled down to is that the police are seeing that they're getting hung out by the county attorney and the officials and everything, and they're going to come even more so over to our side.
All right, well, I'm going to check out that video. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jethro in Oklahoma. Jethro, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Jethro.
Jethro?
Yes.
How about Joshua?
All right. Well, I got Jethro in front of me. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, this is Joshua Daniels, Executive Director of the Sea Lions Foundation. Mm-hmm. We're taking the long view and the short view, and our experts are telling us that none of this matters because we call it the Great Dying. It's a die-off, has already begun planet-wide. With or without the New World Order, there will be half as many people on this globe in 50 years.
But why?
And there's various reasons that all come together to form sort of a population-perfect storm, but right at the center of it all is when we went to pesticide-based farming in the 40s and created an artificial population bubble. Now we're finding that the insects are getting used to the pesticides, and if you go with stronger pesticides, you create more problems. If you back away and try to do something else, enough insects eat enough crops that a few hundred million people die, and then you've got a food war on your hands. And those escalate quickly.
But don't you think that we have enough resources on this planet that if we really wanted to, we could grow enough food for everybody?
If you really wanted to, yeah. Actually, the Malthusian limit of this planet is around 24 billion.
Yeah, exactly. And we're at six.
Yes.
So we could go four times as many. I see.
Well,
to me, I don't understand how it manifests that without these people, we were going to die by half just because of the pesticides. And, you know, I know people talk about how we get used to the antibiotics out there.
But there's more to it than just pesticides. I mean,
think of
ancient Rome. If you told them about the lead that was poisoning their people, mm-hmm. Sheer human dynamics would prevent them from totally ripping it all out and using something else. It just wouldn't happen. All right. Then there's mad cow. And then there's the fact that the soils, as we hear Alex say every day on his commercial, are just depleted. People are dying of humanity is starving.
And what's the deal with that? Why are the soils devoid of all these nutrients that they once had?
It's the rain cycle. About every 10,000 years, when the glaciers recede, they expose a bunch of freshly ground up rock, which is just really rich in minerals, and everything is strong and healthy for a few thousand years, but the rain cycle is gradually washing all that down into the ocean.
So how do we fix
that? Pure and simple is, we're fixing it by preparing ocean colonization. At www.sealionsfoundation.com, you can read all about what we're doing.
Uh-huh. So what you're not doing is trying to fix the soil problem. You're trying to move into the ocean?
No, that would be $400 per acre every 5 or 6 years. What would that do to your food bill?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, this nation has 360 million acres of farmland.
Yeah.
Times $400, you know, divided among everybody's food bill. It's an issue. All right, not only that, persuading people to do it.
Well, I think that people are going to be down with doing it if it's that or life or death. Listen, I'm not a socialist. I don't want some kind of a communist rule over everybody where you're forced to into labor. But if we're talking about serious food shortages and real malnutrition, that those are issues that I think that we need to deal with. And especially this soil issue. I'm hearing more and more about this. Why can't we fix it? If it's going into the ocean, why can't we just pull it back out from the ocean, put it on the top of the soil in our land and use that?
There are too many people making too much money off of selling you supplements and off of the way the system is now. When you hear somebody in government talk about economic dislocation, what they're saying is people who are currently making money, who we like and give us jobs when we leave the government, would not make money anymore. So we're not going to let this happen.
All right. Interesting perspectives. I appreciate the call, Joshua. I think you're kind of all over the place, but then again, maybe not. Who knows? Sealions.org or sealions.com. I'm not really sure where you're going. I don't necessarily think that population reduction is inevitable with or without, you know, the controllers of the earth. I don't believe that. I think if humanity wants to expand, if humanity wants to survive, we can do so. I do believe we have enough natural resources out there. Maybe I'm wrong about the rain cycle. Maybe that's we can't overcome it. But then he said that we could overcome it, but the people, the powers that be, the ones that are making money off of this, don't want us to overcome it. So that does kind of coincide with some kind of a new world order plan for population sustainability. It's the Info Warrior. We'll be back after this. 866-582-9933. Go check out my blog, theinfowarrior.com.
If we could all see the germs that we encounter each day, we might have a different outlook on how we view our surroundings. In the past, you may not have put too much thought into it, but with the current health risks in the world today, it's impossible to ignore it. There is a solution, and it's called Hazrid. Hazrid utilizes a fogging device that disinfects, sanitizes, and protects against influenza, viruses, bacteria, allergen, mold, and more. It's tough on germs, but not on children and pets. You'll receive the fogger, liquid concentrate, enough to make up to 32 gallons of germ-killing power, 3 respirators, goggles, protective suit, and heavy-duty gloves. Order right now at Hazrid.com, and you'll receive double the order of liquid concentrate. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or visit Hazrid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D. Protect, prepare. Get your Hazrid today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
Some
Project Natal clip showing how your child is going to be interacting with a machine that recognizes its voice, recognizes its face, recognizes all of its motions, interacts with an AI-based character in real time. Stuff that really demands us to take a step back and think about where we're going technologically. Edible RFIDs, RFID chips being used in the Middle East by insurgents and militants to go put it on other militants, but then they just put it on anybody, and then cruise missiles go right into their home, killing innocent women and children. Robo penguins, Joey Chaos out of Hanson Robotics, all these things demand us to take a step back and say, do we want this? Big dogs, military weaponry, laser technology that goes beyond anything you've read about, beyond anything in science fiction, which is now science fact. Before I go to Alan, Chris, and others, I want to thank one of the great sponsors out there. It is mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. We're talking 1,800 watts of power from a generator in case of an outage. Help yourself get off the grid. Be more reliable. This is the real going green, folks. This is the real deal. This isn't some kind of phony carbon scam where they want your money for how you live. No, this is the real deal. 1,800 watts of power. MySolarBackup.com. Go there right now. Right now and check out all the cool things that they have. Because in an emergency, you want a backup. You want something without an odor, something that doesn't rely on electricity, something that is going to power your television in case of an emergency. It's MySolarBackup.com. MySolarBackup.com. All right. Let's go to Alan in California. By the way, it's 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Alan, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Burmese?
How you doing?
I'm good. Well, they told me to pick a topic real quick, so I guess I'll go with the economy.
Okay.
I went to school and everything, got my automotive degree, and still can't find a job in the automotive field. I'm doing maintenance, actually, right now. So I go back to school, and I get my smog, and I for my smog. But get this, before you even get into the class, they tell you you can't have no lead pencil. You can't even bring your own pencil. And when you get inside of there, they tell you, the reason we told you you can't have your own pencil or anything, because global warming is a hoax. And what do you call it? And we can't take the chance of anything in here being videotaped or used against us. So, you know, me already looking and listening to the,
Wait a minute, that's exactly what the professor told you when you enrolled in the class? That you're
exactly
not allowed to keep records
me.
Because it's a hoax.
Yeah, they give you a pencil and paper, and you just go along with it. And actually, most of the people in there, the professors and the teachers, they can't believe it. They're forced to teach that. I mean, most of these people they've been mentioning their whole lives, and now because they're older, they have to teach more of the updated version. The updated version of everything and more the politically correct version of everything. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to go along with it, but they're kind of forced to. So, you know, it makes everybody even in there think like, damn, you know, with the whole General Motors thing is set up. And then because we hear in there for a while that the government's been owning them for years.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah. Well, it's by design. It's incrementalism. You know, they can't gut the country all at once. In the 80s, the Japanese were taking away industry. Then that kind of fell by the wayside. Then our workers were lazy. Then people didn't want certain jobs. And that's why we need the illegal immigrants in our country. It's all by design. It's all based on this paradigm that goes incrementally towards global government. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. a truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Back, it's the Info Word with Jason Burmis, and now we're going to go to Scotty in California to talk about this Xbox controller Project Natal. In the next segment, we're going to play this Project Milo, the Milo video game that's going to launch with Natal. I think they're calling it something else. I think that's just the project name, but Steven Spielberg and others openly getting behind this. Voice, facial recognition, just incredible. Yes, Scott.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for having me on. I'm a big fan. I wanted to let you know that back in 2002, I had bought an Ezonix webcam, USB webcam, and some of the software that came with it actually was like what this Project Natal's doing. Bubbles would come across the screen and you would punch them with your hands and it would, you know, pop the bubbles. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really interesting that, you know, hell, that was 6-7 years ago now. And they've gotten better with it, apparently.
Yeah, they really expanded on it. Yeah, there were those programs out there. And even, what was it, PlayStation 2 had that camera, and there was just a couple video games that let you interact in that manner. And they've been trying to do this for some time. I mean, obviously, the Wii controller was the next evolution in that. Remember the Power Glove with the 8-bit Nintendo where you could kind of box with Punch-Out, but it wasn't the real deal. Now it's real time. Have you seen this Milo clip yet?
No, I haven't. I'm wanting to see it.
Well, if you got the PrisonPlanet.tv, the really telling part, other than the fact that it can recognize the way you're talking to it, it can recognize the tone in your voice, was that this woman, or this girl rather, took a piece of paper, she drew something on the paper, she immediately put it up to the camera, and as she pulls it down, so does the computer figure, and it scanned in what was on the front of the paper, and then the AI computer character that you're interacting with can recognize what it is. Then he takes her, takes her over to a lake, and it's literally in real time reflecting her through the camera and guiding the motion of a lake while they do it. It's pretty creepy.
That's
and then it has
insane.
Voice, yeah, it has voice recognition. So multiple players at once. We won't play this clip, but it's over at theinfowarrior.com. So if you're playing something like Jeopardy in a game show game, well, the hand is your buzzer. It can tell who hits their hand first. Then it expects that person to answer, and if it's a different person, it'll tell them, wait, you weren't the one that buzzed in first. You got to let them answer, and then if they're correct, it gives it to them. So, and not only that, it's a lot like the Jetsons as well, because Xbox Live is a community of people, and you have the webcam, it will scan you in, and your girlfriend can show you clothes that you can buy from certain shops, and then you can model them on the computer model right in front of you in real time. And everything is motion with your hand, so it actually looks like something out of Minority Report. It's
it sounds
a pretty
like
wild
they're really
system.
Combining all the technologies of, you know, video face recognition, audio voice recognition, 3D spatial recognition. Sounds like virtual reality is kind of becoming a real reality.
Yeah, no, this is as close to virtual reality as I've ever seen. And like I said, when I was a younger guy, I couldn't wait for it to get here. I thought it would be the coolest thing to be hooked up into a Matrix-like existence before the Matrix was out. I never thought of the nightmare scenario of the Matrix until I had actually seen it. And that was, again, back in 99. So it really fell on deaf ears. I didn't understand the greater implications of the film. I just thought it was a spooky sci-fi film when it really is so relevant to what's going on, and hence has been used, the red or blue pill, in the truth movement, in the patriot movement. I thank you for the call. On the other side, Project Natal, we're going to show you how your kids are going to not only be interacting with AI beings, but motion sensing cameras that are literally hooked up into an internet database 24/7, as long as you leave that Ethernet cable in. Are you going to have the good sense to take it out when you're not playing? Are you going to have the good sense to put something over the camera? Are you going to have the good sense to not put it in there because it has a voice recording device? Back after this, it's the Info Warrior.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank. A wise man once said, if a dog ain't biting, dogs don't bite. This means most people don't really believe a disaster will hit them until it does. The ones who truly understand self-reliance are those who have experienced the devastation of a Midwest ice storm, tornadoes, floods, or the Southeast hurricane season. No matter where you live in our great country, fearless independence and safety means water, food, and an evacuation plan. Find eFoodsDirect.com on the internet. They have a 2-month grab-and-go kit that provides more than 3 super meals a day for 2 months. The cost is about $5 a day. Call 800-409-5633. It will be tempting to eat these foods right now, but each one of us needs to keep one in the car and one next to the door just in case. Call 800-409-5633 or look on the web at eFoodsDirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again.
We're going to go to Walton, Kentucky. N-4-8-6-6-5-8-2-9-9-3-3. But first, I want to play this clip. This is Project Natal, the first game, the launch game, Milo. And the creator of this is really remarkable in his description of it because it's spot on. He's really telling you how it is. You're interacting with AI characters on a level never before thought. And this technology is real. It's now. It's happening today. Hit it.
Hi, I'm Milo. How are you doing?
Hi, Claire. You okay?
Actually, I'm a bit nervous.
You? Nervous? I don't believe it.
This is the first time that thousands of people are going to see this.
Thousands of people?
Here we're seeing Claire being recognised. And the emotion in Claire's voice being recognised. And that emotion reflecting in Milo's face. Those are all being seen for the first time.
So listen, I was thinking today you should let me beat you at football again. That is if you finished your homework. You have finished your school project.
What happened there is that Claire knew Milo so well.
All right, let's just end it right here because there's another clip that starts off right at that point where she asks him about the homework. And what's really interesting, again, is she asks him about the homework. He puts his head down. He starts basically saying, I didn't do my homework. And then she tells him, oh, well, I'm going to help you with the homework. So it's an interaction between you and a computer character to try to get things done. And it's very bizarre because you literally do build a rapport with this thing. All right, here she is. Can you bring it back a little bit here? Or is this the beginning of the clip? Bring it back just slightly, just before that, when she starts walking with him after the homework part. It's close to the beginning of that clip. Not right at the beginning, but right. Bring it back. Just play it from the beginning of that clip. That's fine. All right? Let's hit it.
Claire, she's going to introduce you to Milo.
Hiya, Milo. How are you doing?
Hi, Claire. You okay?
Actually, I'm a bit nervous.
You? Nervous? I don't believe it.
This is the first time that thousands of people are going to see this.
Thousands of people?
Here we're seeing Claire being recognised. And the emotion in Claire's voice being recognised. And that emotion reflecting in Milo's face. Those are all being seen for the first time.
So listen, I was thinking today you should let me beat you at football again. That is if you finished your homework. You have finished your school project.
What happened there is that Claire knew Milo so well, she knew when he was worried about something. The head was down, he wasn't looking at the camera so much, and this is about you meeting a character, a person.
Well, why don't I help you with yours? Then yours will be brilliant.
All right. I could just try to catch some fish, draw some pictures in my journal. Maybe I'll do okay this time.
I think that's a good idea.
Lift off! Ooh. Don't know till I try, do I?
Exactly.
See? I've got everything we need.
Oh, great. Let's get started then.
You've got to put these goggles on.
Goggles?
Put them on like this.
Okay. What? Like that?
Claire has been thrown a pair of goggles. Notice what she did. This wasn't acted. She felt the need to reach down for those goggles. Now, everybody, every single person that has experienced this reaches down because they feel so connected to Milo's world.
Cool. So what are we doing? Do I have to stand at the edge?
Now, I really appreciate what's going on. You have to see prisonplanet.tv, but she's looking into a reflective pool. And then the camera is actively putting her reflection on the screen, and she's interacting with the water.
Swish the water about a bit. See if you can touch a fish.
And then as she darts for the fish, the fish dart off.
In Milo's world, she's in that pond. Every hand movement is being recognized. Being able to touch fish, being able to swish the water with her hand. Everyone who's experienced it, the hairs are standing up on the back of the head. Now, what's about to happen is some real magic.
Well, you're good at drawing.
They're only fish, but they're trickier than you think.
Well, here, I'll have a go. Right. I'm going to do a body and a tail, the big fin and a smiley face. There we go. What do you think?
Look at what just happened.
Orange.
Claire drew a picture on a piece of paper. The piece of paper was held up to Milo. Natal recognized the piece of paper, scanned the piece of paper in. Milo looked at that piece of paper, recognized the shape, recognized the color, and able to get on with his project.
Thanks for your help, Claire.
This is true technology that science fiction has not even written about.
Don't forget your mum's birthday.
And this works today. Now.
And it's about to be in millions of homes, and it's an appealing way for Microsoft, Bill Gates and his cronies to get a spy device, again, into the homes of millions, into the living rooms of, you know, mom and pop America. This is it. And it's appealing. And we've been conditioned. Remember, gamers are around 30 years old, 35 years old. This is a broad base. It's not just your children. I remember rocking an Atari 7800 playing Space Invaders, never thinking it was going to be this big. On weekends, when I would stay at this this church, they had the ColecoVision. I didn't think it'd get much better than that. Then in 87, Christmas of 87, I'll never forget it, it was Nintendo, 8-bit style. I wasn't ready for that. I was amazed when the Sega Genesis hit the market. And, of course, the Super Nintendo. And then after that, I couldn't believe it when I first saw the original Super Mario 64 on the N64, the Nintendo generation. And then it only got bigger and better. PlayStation, PlayStation 2, the GameCube, the Xbox 360. And now the Xbox 360 has taken it to another level where you are the controller. Walt in Kentucky, you're on the air. Walt, what's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Hello, Jason.
Yes.
Hey, old friend Alex is here. I'm a retired Marine. Love you guys. I listen every night because I can't catch it much on KCXL here locally. They got all this other garbage about health stuff, and, you know, I'm not healthy or anything, but I probably can bench twice what you and I weigh.
Well, that's good news.
And I'm 5'7 and weigh 140, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, I love this stuff you guys talk about. I want to tell you how everything's going in Kansas City. Business had been really in the toilet. Now, business for the last couple of 3 weeks has been picking up, but I'm still driving around all these brand new warehouses with these for lease signs on them. More houses are got all these signs up for sale, or a lot of them don't, but you know nobody's living there because there ain't no cars parked in the drive. Now, how do I know all this? I'm a local trucker. I've got a small trucking company, and I've been reporting on stuff like this for years with Alex.
Mm-hmm.
And
How bad has it gotten just in the last 12 months? Are you seeing a huge acceleration of this?
I've seen a huge acceleration in the stupidity of the cops. Oh, I'm serious.
No, I agree. You know what, but I just had somebody call me up. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you, I love you. You got pit bulls? I got pit bulls, baby.
Hey, I love pit bulls.
That was my handle in the Corps, because why? What's a pit bull do? If he gets attacked, what's he do? He never gives up.
No, he fights right back. Latches on.
You're going to kill me. I'm going to die. And I knew when I signed on the dotted line in 1968 that you're going to take my life if I don't give everything I've got. You know, nothing changed since that day because I swore an oath to the Constitution. Nothing changed since then. Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nothing. Straight across the board, baby. I'm going to tell you, this is my country, and you punks get out of my White House up there. You get out of my Congress, you get out of my Senate, and you Bilderberger punks, you better be glad we got a bunch of lowlifes around here, or I'd come get you myself.
Are you making a declaration on the air that you will not serve in Obama's Youth Corps facility, AmeriCorps, and the new mandatory service they're trying to pass in 1444?
The words I got for Obama would be the same for McCain.
Mm-hmm.
Not because the gentleman is black. Well, excuse me. I can't call that piece of trash a gentleman. Now, Bill Cosby, I like Bill Cosby. If Jimi Hendrix was still alive, I love you, brother. Come on. Come on, play me some of that freedom, baby. Play me some more of that Star Spangled Banner. I want to hear it.
You know, there's a book out about, now that you bring that up, there's a book out right now that's claiming that Jimi Hendrix was actually poisoned to death by his manager, and his manager actually confessed in a drunken stupor to this roadie who wrote this book. He said that he was going to leave the manager, and the manager couldn't have that, so him and a couple of his buddies made him swallow all these pills while he was already drunk, washed him down with wine, and killed him so that he could make residuals after his death.
Well, no, let me explain something to you. Mm-hmm. I can tell you a little bit about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing guitar since I was 10 years old. My daddy, I was real responsible. My daddy retired from the Navy. He was at Pearl Harbor when it was bombed in 41, and he was aboard the USS Missouri when the Declaration of Surrender was signed. He was always assigned to the Admiral's flagships because I guess he was a good guy, not a suck-up.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the bottom line is, So I'm also left-handed. And okay. My father bought me, when I was 10, a Fender Stratocaster.
Sounds
now,
good times.
Back then, yeah, like Jimi Hendrix played, only it wasn't his color. And people would say to me later, well, you're imitating Jimi Hendrix. I said, well, who's that? And he bought me a 410 pump shotgun because I was real responsible. I did all my chores. I did everything Daddy
asked me. Thank you for the call, brother. I got to jump. We're going to go to Eric and others on the other side. It's 866-582-9933. I'm the Info Warrior. Back after these messages.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 5th, 2009. Gold open this morning at 980.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1,868.504.34 for the half ounce and 252.17 for a quarter ounce. That's 1,868.504.34 and 252.17.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
And the living my justice, and the living my grace.
this segment and the next, 866-582-9933. But I want to give people a glimpse at about 10 minutes before the show, about 2.5 hours ago. I came in with my little handy cam for my YouTube channel, youtube.com/JasonJustice911. That's youtube.com/JasonJustice911, where I like to have a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff posted over at TheInfoWarrior.com. And essentially, it's Alex Jones talking about Pandemic Level 6 and much more. Hit the clip, guys. And we are live behind the scenes only moments before tonight's InfoWarrior, joined by Paul Hartman, J-Ron, who the audience is pretty acquainted with, and of course the legendary Alex Jones. Alex, how do you feel about this declaration that we're going to have a kinder, gentler Pandemic Level 6?
Turn that audio down for a minute, please, man. Well, you know, the piggy flu is so deadly that we need to all give our rights up and take forced injections, as governments from France to Australia and the United States are saying they're getting ready to do. I totally trust the government. Anytime you trust the government, give up all your rights in history, everything is then fine. Governments literally make the sun shine, the grass grow. Everything good comes from them. There's no corruption. There's no special interest. They're not out of control. It's the people criticizing our loving government that are out of control, and they're the cause of all problems. We shouldn't have free speech in America unless it's like Britney Spears said, just do whatever the president says, don't question. And I think it's just great that Obama's hired nobody but lobbyists. I think it's great that he's increased troop levels all over the world. I think it's wonderful that he's made it secret where all the bailout money went when he promised he wouldn't, because that's good. And I just want to say that I think it's great. They said they're going to level 6 pandemic. And I just want to say that I think it's great that they've announced that they're going to have DNA checkpoints. If you refuse, they're going to taser you to make you do it, and are saying torture for U.S. citizens is good in court rulings. So I think that's freedom. I mean, I think I always watched black and white movies when I was a kid and newsreels about Nazis running checkpoints. And I've learned how to doublethink. It was bad when they did it. But it was only bad because they weren't taking blood forcibly and electroshocking people with cattle prods at checkpoints. See, it was the Nazis were bad, the government's right, because they didn't take blood at the checkpoints and cattle prod people. So I'm beginning to realize that I was an extremist in the past. And I'm beginning to realize that that world government is good, but at the same time the media says it doesn't exist. So I also need to say, well, they're announcing it and they're saying it doesn't exist at the same time. I think that's normal. And I think whatever government says is normal and good. So I'm feeling a lot better
right now. So can all of us at the office now go join City Year? We should sign up this weekend.
Well, I think it's great they're talking about forced compulsory service and red and black uniforms. That's freedom. So you better go do your live radio show, now no longer the InfoWarrior. It's called Thank God for Government. Thank God Government Created the Universe program.
Well, thank you, sir. And there you have it. If you want little tidbits like that one, go to youtube.com/JasonJustice. He was dead serious, Jaron. Love the government. Duh, we're all joining City. Aren't you going with me? I thought we were going, man. We're going, right? We're going to go join City here? I wanted a jacket. You promised. I thought we were going to get matching Velcro sneakers, too. What's the deal? You're not backing out, are you? Let's go to Eric in Nevada. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, how's it going, Jason?
Good, man.
Listen, I got a few points to make, and bear with me. I'm a little nervous. I haven't called a radio station since I was a kid.
That's cool.
Okay, cool. First of all, I want to say thank you for everything you and Alex have done. I've woken up since 9/11 had occurred. As it was happening on the news, and I was a big Fox fan, I'm an ex-military vet. I'm also an ex-football vet. And I started freaking out on the couch as it occurred. I started saying things off the top of my head, things that you guys are spouting out since the first time I started listening to you guys. Mm-hmm. And I want to make a point regarding the lady that called, and she's been giving you a hard time the last couple of nights, and that guy who keeps giving you a hard time, because I need to say this and get this off my chest. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm an older generation. I'm a little older than Alex, but I caught on to you guys through George Norrie. I listened to George Norrie a lot with Coast to Coast.
Sure.
Alex was on there with Steve Quayle. And you know, and I just, you know, I'm just into that thing, and I was listening, and Alex came on, and his energy and his power and his voice, he reached me. Mm-hmm. He got to me. And so I started listening to him daily. I found a way to get a hold of his show, and I started listening on the radio, on my Window Media Player. Mm-hmm. And can you hold over?
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course I'm going to hold you over, Eric. We're also going to take more callers. Big segment coming up. Wide open phones, 866-582-9933. Latest stories over at theinfowarrior.com. Pandemic level 6, they're openly saying it's going to be declared within 10 days. It was 10 days yesterday. Within 9 days now? Well, this day's almost over. Is it going to be within a week? We don't know. We'll be back after this. It's The Info Warrior.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Eric, you were talking about Alex Jones waking you up, and Alex Jones really was the one that woke me up to the larger picture, the picture beyond 9/11. I was kind of venturing into 9/11 truth on my own in 2002 when I came across Road to Tyranny prior to the invasion of Iraq. And when I saw that movie and I checked the facts on it, it really did change my life and change my perspective on a lot of things. And I lost a lot of sleep, and I thank Alex Jones for that every day, and I think I'm blessed to be able to work in this office and do what I do and be a part of this info war. Continue.
Okay, I'm going to touch on what you just said real quick. And he didn't wake me up. I was awake when 9/11 happened. I was sitting on the couch watching it. Mm-hmm. As a retired vet, I started yelling. I mean, I was saying things on the top of my head. It actually caused my divorce from my last wife, my ex-wife. And everything's gone well since then. I've been able to calm down. But what Alex did was he brightened my day, because there's somebody else out there on the radio that put out other things other than Sean Hannity and the O'Reillys and things like that. And it was an audience. It was a voice that I needed to hear. So it basically calmed me down. The thing with Howard Stern, I also used to listen to Howard Stern. And the reason why I enjoyed listening to Howard Stern on the way to work or while I was doing my work was because, even though I don't agree with everything he said, I like to have a discussion. I don't like to have a one-sided point of view. And even when he would say things that bothered me, or he would vent or go off the deep end, just like Alex does or Michael Savage might, my point is, they're doing it for me, so I don't have to come off like quite the lunatic all the time. So, but to make these few points real quick, because I know I don't have a lot of time, is besides him waking me up 3 months ago as far as to his show, due to his show and listening to him on Coast to Coast, I found him. I watch him daily now. I dropped my DirecTV. Okay. I mean, I was addicted to TV. I needed TV just to get through the day, just to, out of boredom. Mm-hmm. I dropped my DirecTV. I became a Prison Planet TV subscriber. Not only did I do that, every month since then, I've dropped money in the money bomb prior to it happening, because I just wanted to, every chance I got some money in my check, I wanted to be able to get that money out there right away. That's one. Regarding the Howard Stern thing real quick, my sons are younger than me, of course. They're another generation. But I love my kids. And through you, because of you, they've been able, because Alex and Michael Savage and them kind, they're a little too abrupt. They're a little too loud. They get too much, they get too much energy going, that cracky voice and everything else. But you are calm. You get your point across. Plus, you like Howard Stern. You like other things. You're in a young generation. My 21-year-old is actually listening and paying attention now, because the thing you're showing right now with Milo and all that, he's a gamer.
Yeah.
I only play Madden with him. I can't keep up with these other things. And so, but I love the game systems. But when I saw what I saw, I showed it to him. He found it. He called me into the room. Because of you, him and I have a better dialogue. Not that we didn't have a better dialogue in the first place, but we actually have a dialogue regarding the New World Order. And he called, he makes fun of me and calls me the conspiracist. But we have a loving relationship that way, if he's not making fun of me rudely. That's regarding my son. My youngest son, who's 12, he asked me every time he comes over, because we have a split visitation, first thing he asks is there anything new? Is there any videos I can watch? He is eager to learn without me manipulating him. He wants to know about what's happening in the schools, because he wants to be heads up so he knows what to stand up for and what not to. Now here's the next step. My mother, who's a 60-something-year-old woman, a Puerto Rican-American woman, okay, She dropped her DirecTV just yesterday. She's been listening to Alex Jones on a daily basis whenever she can, because it's simulcasted over and over and over all day long. Mm-hmm. She dropped DirecTV. She called me over this morning to set her up for Prison. Couldn't do it because her computer crashed, but I'm going to do it tomorrow for her. My point is, she also demanded that I come over so when we could be together on the Money Bomb Day on the 11th, so we can drop money in the Money Bomb, because we want to do our part to help out. I've never donated money, not even to my church, because I don't believe that I should have to do anything. I should want to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's why I also back up your philosophy. So there's three generations of why, the argument of what the other people are ragging on you about, it just doesn't stand. I'm an NFL vet that played during the 85 season during the strike, 85, 86, 87. I'm a military vet of 12 years. I got to tell you, you bring a lot to the show. Your calmness, your coolness, your generational the thoughts. Also Zeitgeist. Because of what you talked about, I went and everything you talk about, I go and I look it up. I review it. I research it. And if I can't find that it's not true, I throw it off and I go on to the next stage. But bottom line is, I stay awake. Every time I see an email or see something, I pass it on through email to my friends. My barber asked me not to come back to my barber shop for a while, and he's been my barber for 10 years. Okay.
What, because you just couldn't handle it?
No, because I was scaring his patrons. He emailed me 2 weeks ago and said, please come back, not because I need your business, because you write.
Well, you are right. And again, it's about keeping an open mind. And if we're not going to go outside of preaching to the choir, of trying to recruit new people in, we're never going to win this thing. We're never going to become... Exactly, man.
Having a discussion. Even if I don't agree with you, I shouldn't shoot you down. You shouldn't shoot me down. Just have a discussion. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And Jason, again, don't let nobody get you down. Keep a good job. I wish Alex was there so I can pass my props. And I'm looking forward to hearing
myself. I'm going to talk to him about this call, Eric. I thank you very much, man. Great caller. Really motivational. Really uplifting. And, if I can create a better dialogue between him and his 12-year-old son, his 12-year-old son is asking about what's new on Prison Planet. That's very encouraging to me. That's excellent. that goes beyond just these videos we post at YouTube. This is really a subscription-based program where people can go and check out the entire library of Alex Jones's films uninterrupted in the highest of quality. My films on top of that, all these special reports. I used to watch the special reports from Alex Jones's Access program before we had this studio. I was one of the original PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And you miss a lot if you don't see those. There's stuff he covers on that program that he doesn't get to cover on the radio program. One of the things that really sticks with me that I haven't been able to find the source article, but I remember years and years and years ago when TiVo was openly talking about how in the future they wanted to have a brain chip so everything was broadcast into your head and you could download things into your worldwide mind type scenario. And as technology gets better and better and time progresses on, that seems like it is more of not only a possibility, but a probability somewhere down the line. Bill in Arizona. Bill, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
Hello, Jason. Good. Yeah, I wanted to talk about the economy and how bad it is. I'll give you an idea how bad it is out here in Phoenix. Mm-hmm. A friend of mine sold a pool company back in 06 for $35 million, took $25 million down. The buyers went bankrupt. He bought it back for $4 million. He's now doing pools at a shade over cost just to keep the employees busy. In my business, we do door hangers. We do 20,000 and get 44 calls. We have done 50,000 and got 7 calls with 3 jobs. I mean, it is so bad. I mean, and this is for sick trees. This is something that people don't want to die. They're just they're now letting trees go and other things. They're just holding on to every last dime. And I've never seen it this bad. And I wanted to clear up something. I heard Jesse Ventura talking about Obama the other day, and he said, "Well, his mom's from America." You have to go back to the law as it was in like 1961 when this guy was born, and what it said was that if you don't have two parents that are natural-born citizens and you only have one, they have to have lived here 10 years, of which 5 are over the age of 14, and his mother gave birth at age 18. So she did not fulfill the requirement as it was in, like, 1961 or whenever. Doesn't matter what the new laws are now. He was grandfathered in under an old law, and she did not fulfill those requirements. And Jesse seemed to be a little out there on this subject.
Well, you know, I didn't hear all that interview, but did they even bring up the subject of the birth certificate and whether or not he was born in this country?
No, they kind of just touched on it gradually, and he said, "Well, his mom's American." Jesse's learning. He's a little out to lunch on a few things. He's not totally 100% up to date.
I don't think he understands the global government issue, the internationalist issue. The real complaints of a North American Union have nothing to do with the Mexican people or a race of people or our dislike or prejudices towards brown people or being scared of them. What I'm scared of is losing my sovereignty to another nation, whether it be Canada or Mexico, to international law. And I don't think he sees how all of this is to, you know, gradually bring us into globalism, and it's through these false flag terror attacks that they're able to make leaps and bounds, and through these pandemics and fears and financial crisis that they're even able to gain more ground. So I think he does need to brush up on some things. Another point, though, he has so much life experience and just an amazing story behind him, Navy SEAL, professional wrestler, governor of Minnesota, that I think he brings a lot to the table charismatically, and to bring in that Howard Stern audience, which to me is the most important thing. You know, let's get, you know, mom and pop America in on this thing, and let's expand it, and let's take on the mainstream.
Yeah, you know, I've been aware of a lot of this stuff since I was born in 64, since the early 70s. My dad was trying to get Barry Goldwater elected, staunch Republican, knew about the Trilateralists, knew about, you know, all this stuff, Federal Reserve. In fact, he explained exactly why Kennedy was killed. And if you look at the coinage, it's very significant. In 1963, there was Benjamin Franklin on the half dollar. As soon as they murdered Kennedy, Kennedy's picture was on the half dollar the very next year. It was also, that was 64, that was the last year for silver in any coinage in America, except from 1965 to 1970, the half dollars were 40% silver. It was just their way of thumbing their nose at Kennedy for the $4 billion worth of silver certificates that he printed that took away the power of the Federal Reserve to print our currency.
All right, interesting stuff. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to David in New Jersey. David, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Yes. I thank you, Jason, for having me. I am a high school student, mm-hmm. and I just want to. My God has blessed me with a loving family. My father, he works on Wall Street, mm-hmm. How can I explain this? He like knew Bernie Madoff. Actually, met him. He told me. Mm-hmm. He told me, all these people he works with are like corrupt and all this.
So your dad is heavily embedded with the Wall Street culture of corruption.
No, I know him. He is a good person.
I'm not saying your father's a bad guy, but he works with a lot of these guys and he's seen the corruption. And what's his take on it?
Yeah,
what does he tell you about it? I mean, you're his son. What does he say? I mean, what's he talking about Bernie Madoff?
He told me, talked to him once. He mm-hmm. said, he asked, a tax question or something. Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention, he was actually thinking about quitting. He was, sick of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's he going to do? I mean, how are things going? I mean, Wall Street, just like everywhere else, is feeling this economic hit. Is he feeling an economic hit? Is he worried about the future? Is he looking to change careers?
I don't think he's looking to change careers at all. Mm-hmm. About the future, I think he's worried that he told me his retirement is wiped. And he's just worried about my uncle and his.
So he's feeling the crunch of this whole thing as well. And he's really looking elsewhere to see what he can do to ensure that his family's going to be okay after this financial crisis.
Yeah, I live in upper middle class area. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know if it has to do with anything. I'm sorry, but they're putting up security cameras near the light posts or something.
Well, they're all over the place. I mean, you're in New Jersey. I'm sure you've seen the expansion, New Jersey, from Manhattan to other boroughs of New York City into Jersey City and now beyond. I'm in Austin, Texas. You see cameras everywhere here. It's unbelievable to me. Go ahead.
I'm shocked, and also. I've seen, it's hard. I'm a high school student. I think I'm the only kid in my high school that knows about you guys, and it's so hard.
Well, that's when that's when you take a Sharpie and you run the risk of that principal's office and you put some Infowars.com over in the bathroom. Oh, did I tell you to deface school property? I might have. I thank you for the call. Probably an extremist for that one and subject to DHS prosecution. Gage in Florida. Gage, you're on the line.
Yes, hey, Gage. How you doing?
Good.
We were having a discussion at work a couple days ago, mm-hmm. and it came up on the economy, and one of the people in there voted for Obama, mm-hmm. and then he realized, something's not right, everything's starting to fall apart, this and that, mm-hmm. and his sister that works there goes, it's like somebody's trying to ruin us, they're trying to do it on purpose. And I'm sitting there thinking, if you listen to,
Well, that's when you got to pull in. You got to eventually just right there you go. There's a film called The Obama Deception. It's free on Google Video and YouTube that discusses that very same thing. And it's more than just a feeling and a thought. It's actually proven. You should go check this out. It's all the rage. Or, you get a copy and you hand one to her. You make a copy. That's why our DVDs are copyright free, and if you do know how to burn one, it is rather easy. That's when you hit them hard with the information in the easiest format. And like I said, this country and this world no longer read books. They no longer speak the King's English. They speak MTV and movies, and that's why these films are so important. I appreciate the call, Gage. Let's go to Darren in Washington. Darren, you're on the line.
Hey, Burmis, how's it going, man?
Good.
I just had a response to that guy talking about the soil and how it was going to take all this money to make it better. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to kind of let people know about some stuff going on with farming and how you can grow soil by putting plants back into the ground that'll help regenerate, the depleted soil in this country. And, if people check out permaculture online, there's a whole lot of stuff about how to do sustainable farming and kind of, create more of a community where you can
Well, to me, that guy was awful doom and gloom. He was basically saying population reduction's a reality with or without the elite's help, and that no matter
it is what he makes it, right? I mean, but there's a whole lot we can do just with taking looking into different plants that can put stuff back in the soil and, you know, really rejuvenate what's going on with the nutrients, because it's not all lost. You know, it's just it's what people are going to put into it. So,
yeah, I don't know if I buy into this rain cycle either. I think it's more climate change garbage. And, you know, the launch of this Home movie is quite scary. Almost 1 million views in 8 hours. In fact, it's probably over 1 million just in this broadcast time. It's already been put into so many languages in theaters across the world. They've got the Russian version. I couldn't believe it. You know, we should play the trailer on the other side if we've got the time. I appreciate the call, Darren. Let's go to... Well, all right, you got anything else?
Have you thought about getting Adam Kokesh on your show? Do you know about him and IVAW?
Isn't Adam Kokesh the... He's the Iraqi war veteran that's running for Congress?
Yeah, totally. Well, my buddy who's here, he's kind of like one of his publicists, and I've been trying to get him to talk to him about getting on your guys' show, because, you know,
Where is he running?
Hey, Justin, where's Kokesh running? He's running in New Mexico, 3rd District.
Third district in New Mexico. You know what? Let's try to get Kokesh on here. I'll tell him to get at me on the MySpace, and I would like to have him on because I've had a couple of requests, and we are always interested in having Iraq war veterans who are trying to end the war legitimately, see beyond the false left-right paradigm, are ready to challenge the Obama administration and get our boys home. I really appreciate the call. People really need to see movies like Iraq for Sale to get an appreciation for what's going on in the Middle East. It is a nightmare, I promise you that. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, final segment of the Info Warrior after these messages.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching. A storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Hey!
circle in the universe appeared around 4 billion years ago.
Of course, we had to choose the high-def version of this thing, so it's taking forever to load. We've got, we just can't get it right ever! Jared's over there bragging about, yeah, dog, we went high-def. See, this is all about Earth worship and how you're worth nothing. Save the whales, save the trees, save the elephants. They're the polar bears.
Humans, only 200,000 years ago.
See, we're bad. We're only 200,000 years old.
We have succeeded in disrupting the balance that is so essential to life.
See, we've disrupted the balance. It's pausing right now, but we're the bad guys. What are you doing? Oh, it stopped again. The worst 5 minutes of radio history on the Info Warrior. Now they're going into modern times. They were going all over Africa
in
and all 50 these.
Years,
why don't you pause it for a second? Let me talk, and then we'll play it. Just pause it for just a moment. All right, there we go. So now we're trying to get into the industrialization of the world. It's only been a couple hundred years since the Industrial Revolution. In a couple hundred thousand years, man has really just taken apart the world. We're hurting Earth. Mother Earth is so good and we are so bad. It's time to sacrifice. We need to get involved, and that means paying a carbon tax to your global leaders. All right, hit the play button. Yes, sir.
The Earth has been more radically changed than by all previous generations of humanity.
See, planes are bad. Power stations are bad. The Earth is good.
We know that the solutions are there today.
Sacrifice, sustainability, those are the solutions.
We all have the power to change. So what are we waiting for?
And now they're showing you this island that's been taken by water. What are we waiting for? We're waiting for global warming to happen because it's going to engulf a lot of us. We're bad. People are bad. On June 5th, we all have a date with the planet. Home. And again, this is being pushed on the front of YouTube. It's got over 1 million views, I believe, right now. And it's just a terrible, terrible thing that is trying to indoctrinate the youth into thinking that the human race is somehow inherently evil. Delivery man in Minnesota, you're the last guy on the line. What's on your mind?
I was going to just complain a little bit about something. I helped Jesse Ventura get elected when he ran for governor here in Minnesota. I had a small courier service. We made a lot of deliveries for him and whatnot. Did it all free of charge, you know, just to help him out. And he got elected. And the reason he got elected was because the people were tired of the same old stuff. Mm-hmm. And Jesse was a brand new face with brand new ideas, and it was Minnesota's way of thumbing their nose at politics in general. Mm-hmm. But Jesse's been on a lot of shows lately, and he's given our movement a lot of really good effort. I just wish somebody would direct him to Bev Harris's website so that he could learn and stop telling the people, well, you voted for him.
You know what? That's a point I did try to bring up with him when I did meet him last year. I talked about black box voting on HBO. I talked about hacking democracy. I talked about Diebold. I talked to him about the 2004 election of Kerry versus Bush. You know, again, everybody has their blind spots, and we can't all spend, you know, 7 or 8 hours a day trying to break down the daily events of geopolitics. It's the Info Warrior back on Monday. Thank you all.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.